about.
This is William Shatner, and I would like to invite you to take a journey with me into the 21st century. So take the next few minutes and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at what you hear.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
So, 25 years ago today, my buddy Dave told me this info that is escaping me. I can't remember right now. So, just bear with me while I try to fill time.
6 feet tall and 205 pounds. Boy, until I met you, I didn't know they could stack crap that high.
Wow! Wow! Ho, ho! Let's not go nuts!
Outstanding!
And now,
you know how it is. You know what they say, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, women can't live with them. Go Raiders.
Our feature presentation.
That is what they say.
Yeah, all the time.
Morning, everybody. It's 5:35. It is Tuesday, the 17th of June. Welcome to an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
What are you guys up to?
You know, gorilla pimping, like I do.
Sure,
like you do.
Hey, police chases, right?
Love them.
Yeah.
The worst thing ever.
Best thing ever.
They should never put them on TV.
I watch every second.
Colossal waste of a television station.
I wish they'd replay it. I'd watch that, too.
They just they spend all that time preparing generally a newscast or programming that you care about and want to see, and then they blow it all off because one jackass is driving fast on the freeway.
That's where you're wrong. They put all that work and effort into something that you don't care about. So it's exciting when there's a car chase on.
Well, I don't know if either of these were on TV, but there are two very different police chases in the news today. The first one is an Indiana man who allegedly led police on a slow speed, hours-long tractor chase Monday evening. He's in Decatur, Indiana. He is 20 years old. His name is Dustin Klaus. He looks like he's about 50 in his mugshot, by the way. He was trying to evade police who were responding to a vandalism call, but he was on a tractor. So he hit the road, and the police followed him, and he got up to a top speed of 18 miles an hour, this police chase. He refused to pull over despite driving over the stop sticks, which caused his tires to go flat. He tried swerving into a deputy. He attempted to ram multiple patrol cars.
Wow.
He had police in front and in back of him for over 2 hours, and his tractor eventually malfunctioned right after it crossed the state line into Ohio, and police were able to, at that point, climb up onto the tractor and use a taser to take him into custody. What's your thinking process that you're ever going to be able to get away from the police on a tractor?
I don't know that you are thinking at that point. I think you just want your last minutes of freedom to be nice.
I
but
guess
he has so.
So
much time to think. That's a,
yeah, I don't,
it's 2 hours.
Know.
That's an eternity.
I don't know how it took him 2 hours to get him to stop.
I don't either.
That's pretty crazy.
It seems
you
like
just
at
run
eight,
next
you run
to
right
it
next
and
to
jump
him.
Up.
Hey, pull over. I'm running.
And at 18 miles an hour, it seems like it wouldn't be that difficult to box him in and
right.
just make it impossible for him to go further. But Lisa, you're so right. 3 minutes into it, he has to be going, well, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
All right. So that's guy A.
All right. Guy A.
Guy B is in Minneapolis. He is 23 years old, and his name is Tyler Gase from Lindstrom, Minnesota. He was the police were getting a bunch of calls, and there happened to be an unmarked police officer when he whizzed by on his motorcycle going an excessive rate of speed. The unmarked police officer clocked him at 94 when he passed him, okay,
all
on
right.
his motorcycle going through traffic. The officer gets behind him and clocks him at 113 miles an hour.
Whoa.
Still weaving in and out of traffic. He loses him. A second officer picks him up at 100 and,
are you ready?
46
Sweet.
Miles an hour.
So he was just getting on the gas when the first guy saw him.
Oh, my God.
146 miles an hour is the top speed that he was clocked at. I don't know if that's the top speed that he was going, but he has been arrested, you know, for multiple charges, including recklessly endangering safety, speeding, passing into oncoming traffic. Apparently, he said he was going to see his son, but my favorite part of the story is that he said his speedometer did not work properly,
oh.
and he didn't realize he was going that fast.
Yeah, because you could go 150 miles an hour, essentially, and go, that seems right.
The fact that the entire world was a blur.
Right.
It wasn't a clue.
There's no possible way to go 150 miles an hour and be safe either, right? I mean, there's so many variables involved in traffic with, I would imagine, with pedestrians, with cars that are turning, with all sorts of traffic lights, all sorts of things that you just have to be just... Yeah, just weaving, right?
Anytime there's that big a disparity between the speeds, you're really asking for trouble.
He missed his calling because he did that and he did not get hurt and he didn't hurt anybody. That guy should be racing for a living.
Maybe so. All right, last question.
Tractor guy too, racing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get your choice, Kevin. If one of these were on TV, which one would you rather watch?
I would rather watch Tractor Guy. Because, Tractor Guy. Yeah, because I feel like he's like weird. What's going on with this guy? He's trying to ram a car, but every attempt is really slow. That cracks me up.
Plus, you get to watch for 2 hours.
Yeah,
it's like a movie.
Good point. Motorcycle guys, chase is over in like a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that one can't last that long. That's true.
Drives all the way through the state in 1 minute. You're out. Yeah, I'm Tractor Guy. I love it. I wish they'd show it and I'd watch it. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Why not Bean? This is America.
Right. Right. We have your chance to qualify for Lollapalooza, which, of course, is in Chicago, and it's the first weekend of August, and it's a great time. Foster, the people are there, Kings of Leon, Lord, Eminem, Arctic Monkeys, and more. We got your chance to qualify for that coming up. We also have Andy Signor from Scream Junkies Honest Trailers.
Very cool.
Which is the voice that Bean just played.
Yes.
We have some highlights of the L.A. Kings Parade. We have some highlights of the U.S. soccer team. Bean seriously thinks he's going to be the coolest old person ever.
Well, I already am, and I'm only going to continue to get cooler the older I get.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be said about that.
Nope. And in studio, we have a comedian and UFC announcer, Joe Rogan. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the showbiz. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Hey, it's that guy who tells us things. Ralph Garman, good morning.
Good morning, boys and girls. It is Tuesday. That means it's new release day. Let's see what's available for your entertainment dollar this week. CDs, The Hunting Party by Linkin Park drops today. You can check that out. X by Ed Sheeran, a.k.a. by Jennifer Lopez. Ooh, Poppy, I love you, Poppy. That song. Oh, sweet Jesus, that song. It's like getting a caraway seed stuck in your molar, that song. Band of Brothers by Willie Nelson. Glad to see Willie still making music. In the Lonely Hour by Sam Smith. Ultraviolence by Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And A Town Called Paradise by Tiesto.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
No.
Big day?
Big day, you bet.
DVDs. Here's what's available movie-wise for you to take home. The Lego Movie starring Chris Pratt and Will Ferrell and the rest of the hilarious cast for that film. The Grand Budapest Hotel with Willem Dafoe and Adrian Brody. Walk of Shame starring Elizabeth Banks and James Marsden. If you didn't go see it in theaters, now you can not watch it on DVD. And TV shows on DVD, the entire second season of House of Cards now available. And Teen Wolf Season 3 Part 2, Episode 6, Minute 5, now available.
They really break it down.
They do. You have to buy a lot of discs if you want to see all of that season. We don't do a lot of theatrical news here on the Showbiz Beat, but this was one musical I thought was worth talking about.
Well, at least he just... What's going on? Gonna have some fun. They're making your song into a Broadway play?
Yeah, Hot Fudge Holy Moly, the musical. No, this is worth talking about. In Toronto, currently, as we speak right now, Immediamente, they are holding auditions for Rob Ford lookalikes for Rob Ford the musical.
Yes. Hot Fudge Holy Moly.
Birth of a Ford Nation.
Awesome.
Love it.
The musical is scheduled to open in September, just ahead of Toronto's October's mayoral election, so they'll be poking some fun at their political system. But if you've seen the photos of the auditions, it's just a string of big fat guys that look at the wall just lining up to audition for Rob Ford. One guy brought a crack pipe with him. It was just very entertaining.
Guys, if Rob Ford gets reelected,
yes.
what are we going to do with Canada?
We're going to marry it.
We're going to move there and roll around in it.
Seriously.
What do you have? Hey, what's going on? I'm going to have some fun.
Kevin and I are going to be rolling around in Canada, apparently.
What do you have to do to lose the trust of the people in Toronto?
I don't think the people are paying attention.
I don't think they mind at all.
They're like Kevin. They vote for comedy.
They're fine. Folks over at American Idol are panicking regarding the significant drop in viewership for that program. What can they do? What can they do to bring the people back? Well, the National Enquirer says they have a source that indicates producers are desperate to return to the old school ways and bring back the three original judges, Paula, Randy, and Simon Cowell.
All right. I didn't ever watch that show, but you guys loved it for a while.
I thought it was very good television early on.
Would you watch them if they came back?
Actually, I think I would.
You would. Bean?
Simon really is the straw that stirs the drink on that show.
Yeah, he was very entertaining.
If he was back, I would tune in again to watch his work, I think.
I think
Plus,
I would check it out.
She's kind of crazy.
Plus, she's kind of crazy.
Paula.
The reason that you're shaking up this whole competition is that you dare to dance in the path of greatness.
Yeah.
Randy's, I think I would check it out.
Randy's a dog. He's a little pitchy, but he's a good dog.
But I think my bigger problem with American Idol is we've just spread the talent pool so thin. I don't believe there are that many undiscovered talents out there. And I think you sit through 800 people to see one or two people that might be decent. It's just not worth the time.
I don't care about the winners. I never really did. I always enjoyed the process and watching Simon bust balls and watching the drama unfold of who is going to make it all the way. Whoever won in the end result was always sort of inconsequential.
What do you know, Simon? I can make it.
See,
I don't need you.
That was magic.
I like that.
Anyway, if it's true, if he does indeed come back, Simon Cowell would be set to make $15 million for a single season of that program. So that might be enticement enough to get him back in the judges' seat.
His other show got canceled, right?
X Factor.
Right. He's not on American TV at all right now.
Yeah. So he may do that. Hmm. And good news for Bean. We were just talking about this yesterday when we were talking about how the Teletubbies are returning.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
And Bean said, oh, no, when I spake as a child, I know I spake as an adult.
He didn't
say
that.
Lunacy he spewed. He also talked about his love for the Powerpuff Girls. Mm-hmm. Cartoon Network announced yesterday they are reviving the Powerpuff Girls.
Yay!
Are the kids that excited about the Powerpuff
Girls? The kids are. The kids love the Powerpuff Girls.
The coolest old man in America, apparently, is excited.
That's right. I got a buttercup tattoo. She's one of the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
The original series ran 78 episodes, and they're bringing it back. The network said, we are calling these girls back into action based upon an overwhelming demand for sugar, spice, and Chemical X, which, of course, is what they're made out of.
Ah, sure.
You see.
So, I'm in.
Yeah, we know.
We know. We know, Uncle Creepy. Today's celebrity birthdays. Kendrick Lamar is 27 years old today. Actor John Gallagher Jr. turns 30. Venus Williams, she's 34 years old. Comedian Will Forte is 44. Greg Kinnear turns 51. Thomas Hayden Church is 54 years old today. And singer Barry Manilow is.
Yes, he is. Hell yeah.
Good enough. Keep moving.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
I love the Pope so much. You see what the Pope had to say about the World Cup?
I did not, no.
Pope is from Argentina, of course. He's got a favorite club, football club, down there in Buenos Aires, where he's from. He just recently renewed his Argentine passport, by the way, which surprises me that he wouldn't have a Vatican, like a Popey passport. But he's sticking with the Argentinian one. It's not like he's ever going to go back there and live. It's just weird.
Is Popey technical? Is that a technical term?
All right. So he promises, because the Brazilians were concerned that the Pope would use his sway in heaven to make Argentina win the World Cup.
Right.
So the Brazilians went to the Pope and they said, hey, Pope, not so much with the praying for Argentina, okay? So the Pope promised neutrality when it comes to the World Cup. He promises he's not going to pray for Argentina to win, which I just think is hilarious that people are stressing that the Pope may be the secret weapon for one of these football clubs.
He's going to sway it for somebody.
Well, he's got that that hotline to God, Kevin.
Sure.
You know? And speaking of God, the Pope is in the news for another reason this week, and that is he has decided to put his fate here on earth in God's hands. You know, there's a lot of security concerns, especially since we had a Pope a few years ago who was shot at. John Paul II, if I recall, was shot at the Vatican, wasn't he? Wasn't he out there?
I think so.
Right there in the square?
Yeah.
He survived. But since then, you know, they've done a lot more with security measures for the pontiffs. And that includes the Pope Mobile, which is the bulletproof glass, what Pope Francis calls the sardine can. And he says he doesn't want to use it anymore. He says he doesn't like it.
Well, he's not supposed to like it. He's just for his own good, right?
He says
it's like
he
the president doing this.
He can't greet the people and tell them I love them with a sardine, you know, within a sardine tin. He says, look.
Hold up a sign.
I'm the Pope. God's going to take care of me. And if he doesn't, oh, well, I'm the Pope. You know what I mean? So that's what he says. He's not going to use it anymore. He's going to go out there on a bicycle or something. Just be with the people. But we wanted to find out more about this way of thinking and find out what else is going on in Pope Francis's world. So we thought we'd get him on the phone. And I believe we've got the Vatican on the line right now. And Pope Francis joins us here on the Kevin DeBean Show on K-Rock. Hi, Your Holiness.
Bless you, my sons. How are you?
We're good. Well, it's a thrill to have you on the show. How you feeling, sir?
It's a thrill to be on your show.
Bean is a huge fan.
Oh,
I'm a huge fan of you.
Right back at you, Poppy.
Did you call him Poppy?
I did.
Don't do that.
Oh, Poppy.
The Poppy. The Pope Mobile, you say, is a sardine tin. Could you elaborate, sir?
Well, okay. There are small fishes called sardines.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I think he...
And when they package them...
Right. Right.
They
no,
put
I,
them
I,
inside the a can
no, I,
or
tin. I know that.
And
I,
so
I know
when you purchase sardines, you buy right. them in either a can or tin, whatever
no,
you
I
want under, to call
I,
it.
I got that.
Well,
I
you
just
asked
meant...
me to elaborate.
No. Elaborate what your feeling is about being enclosed in the bulletproof glass of the Pope Mobile.
Oh, it feels like I'm in a sardine tin.
Now, are you
Why
getting...
don't you understand that? It's a pretty simple analogy, I think.
All right.
I apologize, Your Holiness.
You should apologize.
Now,
you're wasting precious time on sardine talk.
Since you made the announcement that you want to scrap this
yes.
and jog or whatever it is you're going to do, are you
no,
getting some push?
Don't be silly. Don't make with jokes. I'm not going to jog.
Kevin, don't make with jokes.
Don't make with jokes. At my age, I am not jogging.
Are you getting some pushback from security, from your security?
They're not crazy about the idea.
Right.
Yeah. It seems like it'd be a real security hazard for them to protect you, yet you're right there with the people.
But sometimes they say, oh, I don't know if that's a good idea. And I say, are you the Pope? And they usually say no. And then I say, well, I am the Pope. And one of the good things about being Pope is infallibility.
Ah.
Uh-huh. I understood that infallibility only related to your interpretation of Scripture, but you're saying you can't make any bad decisions in life at all?
Well, you would know. Are you the Pope?
I am actually not the Pope.
Oh,
no, sir.
That's right. So,
but he used to be the Pope. Hello?
Did we lose the Pope?
I think the Pope hung up on your ass.
The Pope hung up on us.
Yeah, because you're not the Pope.
It sounds unexpected.
It's so rare when the Pope hangs up before Kevin has a chance to hang up on the Pope.
That's a good point.
How dare you?
Let's get the Pope back on.
All right. Sure would like that as well.
Is the Pope calling us or are we calling the
oh,
Pope?
Oh, no, he's calling us.
Okay.
He won't give us his number.
He's probably smart about that, actually.
Your Holiness?
Why'd you hang up on me?
Did you hang up on us?
Who do you think I am, Paul McCartney?
What? How do you know about that?
I know everything.
That's right. You're infallible.
I am infallible, and I'm also the Pope.
Right. Okay, you are the Pope. All right, you were saying, sir.
What was I saying? I'm the Pope.
Right, it means not.
And you're not.
Right.
I know what my decisions are infallible or not, and my decisions are infallible.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
So you're going to leave your safety and security in the hands of God.
That's right. Look, it's true, something could happen to me, but at my age, I don't have much to lose.
Right.
I'd rather be with the people.
Okay, all right.
I
Fair
will
enough.
Now go through the Vatican Square on a Segway.
On a Segway?
That's yes. so cool.
Isn't thank you, lady?
I love that.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Imagine Pope on a Segway.
It's the best.
Which I believe is the name of the new Smashing Pumpkins album.
K-Rock Road Trip USA 2014, stop number one is in Chicago, Illinois. Hey, go visit The Bean when you're there in downtown Chicago. You saw The Bean when you were there for Lollapalooza, right, Kevin?
I did.
Big giant statue. It's pretty awesome, right? You take your picture there and you got the entire Chicago skyline right behind you. It's just beautifully done.
It sure is a big bean.
It sure is.
It's just like a giant, like,
Bean?
Yeah, it's odd. Not being the person, but just a bean.
Yeah, it's the shape of a bean. It's an architectural marvel. That's all I'm saying.
We walked by, and Dave from Mexico was like, isn't that awesome? I was like,
it is awesome, though. Because you can't see any of the seams or anything like that. I mean, it looks like it's from the future. It blew my mind. Anyway, you'll go to Lollapalooza and see Kings of Leon and Foster the People and Lord and Eminem and Arctic Monkeys and so much more. 9:10 this morning, we've got your tickets. And then again throughout the day at 12:10, 3:10, and 6:10, your chance to qualify and win nothing. While you do it, by the way, details at krock.com.
All right. My man Bean is looking forward to being old because he's going to be cool.
Yes. Sure.
Now, this was a revelation.
It's going to happen eventually, right?
This was a revelation to us, as we didn't think that he was deluding himself into ever thinking he would be cool. But apparently he is, and I would like to play a piece of tape from, I don't know, was it last week?
I think so.
One morning? This is Bean talking about... Well, first of all, my issues with giving him a compliment for anything.
I know that it is almost impossible, Kevin, for you, for some reason at this point, to compliment me.
Okay, so he starts that way. And he's cute when he pouts.
It's nice when he makes himself the victim out of the chute.
Right. And then he says something that he knows I can't possibly comment on. So now I can't win because he's saying he's going to be a cool old guy. And if I say anything negative, right. It's just because
you don't agree with him. Right. You're a dick.
So here we go.
But let me say this. If I do live to be 100... I'm going to be a super cool old person.
You're not super cool now.
But to the kids, when the kids are 15, it's going to blow their freaking minds that a 100-year-old knows who Iggy Azalea is or whoever is hot at that time, because I'm still going to want to stay current. So I'm not going to be one of those old people who's never seen what that phone does or who doesn't know what that, you know, who that actor is or that TV show. I'm going to know all the current stuff. All right, and what's your complaint about that? I mean, that sounds like pretty solid reasoning to me.
Yeah, I know it does, because you don't have kids and you don't know that they look at you like you are an alien. And it doesn't matter how much current events you know.
And if you try to drop the names right. of whatever current artist is going on or whatever the kids are talking about, you're just pathetic. And you're the creepy old guy. Look at that sad old man who's trying to be young and hip. He's so sad.
No, I disagree completely. Here's the thing. What is it, Kevin? You're the one who hates old people. I love old people. You hate old people, right?
Right.
What is it that you hate about old people? Is it one of the things that you hate about old people is that they stop progressing at some point in their lives? Is that all of a sudden they hate your music, they hate your movies, they hate the way you drive, they hate everything about you because they're stuck in the past?
Right.
All I'm saying is I'm avoiding that trap by continuing to evolve with all those things and stay current, but no matter how old I get.
But you understand that there's no 15-year-old that's going to want to hang out with 100-year-old Bean because he knows Iggy Azalea.
And when the 100-year-old Bean says, how about that Iggy Azalea? They're going to say, oh, shut up, old man.
Go listen to
Gordon Lightfoot and just go die.
So you think that what you're saying, that if I understand correctly, is that you believe that young people want their old people to be old people. They don't want their old people to be young people.
Right. I do think that's true.
You're not ever going to be hip.
You know, it's one thing to stay on top of current events. It's another to be into the culture, because really you're already bordering creepy.
Right.
What's creepy?
You're diving right into the deep end. By nature, you're creepy. So if you put on a Nehru jacket and some love beads and try to hang out down at the Whiskey A Go Go with the rest of the hep cats, you're going to be super creepy, Bean.
I disagree completely.
Who thinks about how cool they're going to be when they're 100?
Because
I've always considered that.
Look, I'm not interested. I'm not in any hurry to get to be 100.
Well, that's good news. Because if you last the week, we'll all be surprised.
I'm not in any hurry, but I am hoping, you know, I'm praying that my health holds up and that I will be able to be 100. I mean, that's what I'm shooting for. I want to be 100-year-old, but I want to be the best 100-year-old ever. That's all I'm saying. What's wrong with having goals?
By the way, that's not a classification. Yeah. Have you ever seen any of these people who are the oldest living fill in the blank? They're just a sack of flesh. That's barely breathing. That's the best you can hope for, really, at that age.
So, Ralph, are you hoping that you just drop dead at 65 while you're still vital? Is that your goal?
I go when I go, but I'm not worried about how cool I'm going to appear to 12-year-olds.
Yeah, that's
not a priority to me, really.
Probably you're
not,
you won't be hanging out with them.
F-12-year-olds. That's my attitude.
When you're 110, being 75-year-olds are going to think you're old. They're not going to care that you know what's going on in the world anymore than they do
you're
now.
Cool. They're just going to think you're just in the way.
I don't.
Like
I guess
we
I,
do now.
You're just going to be old man in the way.
I guess I don't understand how you guys are able to take staying current and enjoying knowledge and keeping up with what's going on in the world today as a negative. Like I
it's
don't
not
see
a
how,
negative, but it's not a positive. It's not going to sway anyone's opinion of you. It's not going to matter.
And then it's one thing to stay current and another to know exactly what's going on with Selena Gomez right now.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's your idea of staying current is very different
than
mine.
How dare you, Lisa? When you say it, it sounds creepy.
Oh, no, yeah. Not when you really? Say it, though, huh? What's wrong with you?
How about that Selena Gomez? She's a hottie. I saw her in the Laddie Mags.
You can't be cool now as a middle-aged man, let alone an old man.
So you think 99 years on Earth you're going to not be cool, and all of a sudden the flip is going to switch when you turn 100, and every kid is going to love you.
Yes, Kevin, I think a flip is going to switch. That's what I think. Me. So at what age are you not allowed to talk about and care about Selena Gomez then?
Now?
20?
Is
that it?
Wow!
Today.
Come on, Bean. You don't see a
see,
little...
See, that's why you'll never be cool, because you just don't get it.
Your conversation skills are not going to improve.
I saw that Spring Breakers. I'm down with the kids. Come on.
Oh, man.
Hey, kids, did I tell you about the buckwheat flapjacks?
You're still going to be that guy. Trust me. They're going to say, wow, what a cool old man. He wants to talk to me about pancakes forever. It's just not going to happen.
It's just a weird fantasy to want little kids to love you when you're old.
Hey, you want to rap about the Weather Channel, kids?
Oh, hey, that's cool old dude. Let's go hang with him.
Thank you, Ralph.
That's maps.
Exactly the way I see it playing
hey,
out.
Hey, you guys
thank
all want to go talk about post office with a really cool old guy? You're pathetic.
And deluded.
You don't know, man.
Hey, kids. American authors there. I love them. They're a hip, happening band.
Have you all seen right. The Bean
Let's
in
go.
Chicago? There's no seams. It's from the future.
All right, Gramps.
Come on, kids. Let's go look at a map.
Have you seen the biggest pomegranate? It's made
right.
of concrete.
It's That's not even a fine.
Pomegranate. It's in Guam.
Got it. Thank you. Joe Rogan joins us after the top of the hour.
The largest ball of twine.
Here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And that's coming up. But first, Ralph has the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday. What's happening?
Oh, high fudge, holy moly.
Wow.
High fudge, holy moly. What's going on? High fudge, holy moly. I'm going to have some fun.
High fudge, holy moly. I didn't even know Zachary Levi and Missy Peregrine were dating. And then, boom, there they are, married.
Yay!
They revealed on their Twitter accounts on June the 16th that they said, I do, in Hawaii. I have no idea how long they've been dating. I'm caught completely off guard by this.
This is not refreshing. Yesterday, and that was Missy's birthday. If I remember, we were just talking about her yesterday.
That's right.
Isn't it refreshing that we didn't know?
It is. It's nice. I'm glad. I'm happy for them. I want them to have all the best.
Agreed.
It's confusing a lot of people, however, because they've been sort of flirting back and forth on Twitter, kind of joking about us, joking with us. For example, Missy tweeted on June the 9th, hey, at Zachary Levi, great job on the Tonys. You're a real babe alert. How about we grab a coffee and talk about your dreams and goals? This is June 9th. He tweeted back, hey, thank you. Name the time and place. I'll bring my own mug. Not my typical move, but I feel like taking a chance. So they were acting as if they were just meeting for the first time on Twitter, and then boom, now they're married 5 days later, 7 days later.
Is it possible that they were just...
They just met.
They just met and got married.
I don't think that's the case.
I doubt it as well, but...
But that'd be cool if it was the case, if it was. So, anyway, congratulations. They're both terrific people, and I like them both enormously, so that's good stuff right there. Hey, Bastille is going to tour North America this fall. They just announced. They will be performing October the 7th. The tour begins in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and runs through November the 20th with a show here in Los Angeles.
Oh,
you get to hear that live.
Oh, they sound as good as ever.
His voice is a little off in that clip.
Tracy Morgan has been upgraded from critical to fair condition, which is good news. His representatives say he is starting to come back, and more importantly, his personality is certainly starting to come back as well. Apparently, he's already making jokes with the medical staff and with friends and family, so that's good news. And in the wake of last week's crash on the New Jersey Turnpike, apparently several senators are considering legislation which would require truck drivers to install black boxes in their truck to track how many hours they've driven. This sleepy driver problem has been a problem on roads for some time. These truck drivers pushing themselves beyond the limits of exhaustion and then, at the worst case scenario, getting into accidents. Best case scenario, it's affecting the quality of their driving. New York Senator Charles Schumer said federal authorities have delayed regulations to curb this for years. We have to get this done once and for all, he said. To have a rule like this that affects the truck drivers themselves and every motorist on the road, to have this bill languishing for 4 years is just too much. So this legislation apparently has been around for a while and they just can't get it passed. This may be the tipping point for that. See what happens.
Hey, kids, he's going to make you pregnant. Aren't you happy I knew that?
Tracy Morgan. George Clooney may be stealing a page from Arnold's playbook.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Made?
This is according... No, not the Made.
Okay.
The political aspirations. This is according to UK's Daily Mail. They say they have a source that says George's long-term plan is to run for governor of California in 2018.
Interesting.
Would you vote for George Clooney for governor in 2018?
I don't have any idea, but I imagine.
I would now.
Yeah,
would now.
Me too.
I can mail my vote in now. Just give me the ballot. I'll mail it in. Read it in 2018. I don't care, but let me vote now.
He seems like a smart, responsible guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, George in the past has said he would never run for office because too many skeletons in his closet, or in his words, I've slept with too many women, done too many drugs, and been to too many parties to ever get elected. But I guess he looked at Schwarzenegger and said, look, if this guy,
right,
yeah, come on. You know, I never did knock up my maid. I didn't do that.
It would be, I mean, look, if anyone would take the pay cut, George Clooney would. He seems like a principled guy. But imagine giving up the life he leads now as an A-plus movie star to toil in the halls of an office building in Sacramento, California. I mean, that's a downgrade, man.
Yeah, big time.
He's getting married. Those days are over.
Is that it? Yeah, maybe so.
Anyway. Look, he needs to get out of the house.
I
gotta go to Sacramento, honey. Oh, you stay here in Lake Como. I'll see you later. I'll be back next week.
Maybe.
Let me ask you this, Ralph, for reals. Do you think that the experience that California had with voting for Arnold Schwarzenegger would work against another Hollywood type trying to run the state?
Nah.
Depends on the Hollywood type.
Yeah, but I also think people have very short memories.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson.
Guilty.
Well, it turns out, yes. But I was stunned by this morning. The 20th anniversary of the slow speed chase is today. 20 years ago.
Yeah,
is it possible if it's 20 years
ago? That's hard to imagine, but yeah.
Seems like it was not that long ago. And then Rodney King, 2 years ago, was found dead at the bottom of his swimming pool today.
So,
not a
way
good
to bum
day,
us out,
not
dude.
A good day for black guys to get in trouble with the law, that's all I'm saying.
Ralph, where were you the day of the slow speed chase? So most people remember that day, what they were doing.
Exactly where I was. I was with performing with my comedy troupe, the Acme Comedy Theater, and we were all backstage getting ready for a show, watching it on the screen, right on the TV backstage before we went out on stage. And we couldn't believe it. Our heads were exploding.
How about you, Kevin?
I was singing karaoke in New Orleans drunk.
Really?
For real?
Yep.
Sounds like a story.
Nope, that's for real.
That sounds so Kevin.
Yep.
Bean?
It was on the little TV up in the corner. We were all sort of watching.
I was at Duckweed Flapjacks at IHOP. It was a Thursday.
I was at the movies when it started. What was the Jack Nicholson movie where he peed all over somebody's shoes in the restroom? Wolf? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I was at that movie and then came out and heard on the radio that it was happening and got home and watched the rest of it on TV.
Wow.
But you're right. I mean, you're sitting there. You're talking about your head exploded. You really did think that he was going to pull out a gun and shoot himself in the back of that car. And that's how you thought that was going to end, right?
Yep, absolutely. Lisa, you remember you were?
Yeah, I think I was on my way. I was at the airport. I was flying to Hawaii, I think, and we were watching it on the airport TV.
Did you see him stash anything in a trash can while you were there at the airport?
No, I did not.
Put his disguise in the trash on his way to Chicago? Today's celebrity birthday is singer Barry Manilow, 71 years old today. Actor Thomas Hayden Church turns 54. Greg Kinnear is 51. Comedian Will Forte is 44 years old. Venus Williams, tennis champ, turns 34. Actor John Gallagher Jr. is 30. And rapper Kendrick Lamar celebrates his 27th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Who's better than Joe Rogan? No one's better than Joe Rogan. And
let
he joins
us.
Sir.
That's ridiculous.
Who's better than Joe Rogan, Kevin?
Sorry, what?
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good morning.
Welcome, welcome.
What's
welcome
happened,
back,
people?
Sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back. Love you,
you were, by the way, let me get the business out of the way here first. Joe Rogan has a new comedy special that you are going to be taping at the Ace Hotel in downtown.
No,
LA, right?
No. My comedy special is being recorded in Denver.
I see.
Ace Hotel's just a show. Just the first comedy show at that new venue.
What is the Ace Hotel? I've never heard of it.
I've never been there. It's apparently awesome. I saw photographs of the venue. It's pretty sweet. But it's the day before the UFC is in downtown.
I usually do
a gig like nearby. So that's where
we're doing. You always do that. You always piggyback some comedy on top of your travel for UFC. So in other words, we had Dana on last week talking about the on sale for that show August 2nd at Staples Center. And the night before, you're going to be at the Ace Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. This is going to be the first comedy show at the new theater in the Ace Hotel. And tickets are on sale now. If you want to see the great Joe Rogan on stage, go to LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster.com. Buy your tickets. So how you been? You've been traveling. You just got back from Vancouver. How was that?
Everything's great. Just feeding my ADD with different things. That's what I'm doing.
You have extreme ADD, and it takes a lot for
and
you
it's
to
getting
feed
worse,
it.
Too,
I don't
by
know
the
if
way,
it's
Joe.
ADD or OCD. It's one of those Ds.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
I think it's paying it. I don't know.
But actually, I pay attention to things.
Yeah, you do. That's
I'm pretty good at, like, being, I don't know what it is. It's a disorder, though.
I feel like you are one of those guys in a science fiction movie who wakes up every day and you need so much information to feed your brain that you're starved for it. You just start sucking information in from everywhere you can. And I feel like you can never learn enough. You're just that guy who I feel like you barely sleep because you want to absorb as much as you can around the world.
Well, I don't allow myself to go online now after 10 p.m.
Really? You put that rule on yourself because you just find yourself at 4 a.m. going, how did I get here?
Yeah, I'll answer emails. Emails are fine, or I'll reply to like maybe a message board post or something like that. But it gets sketchy when I start doing that because I might start clicking links. And if I start clicking links, then I start reading about some weird expedition that's going on in South America or some weird thing that they've discovered in Egypt. Or blah, 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 blah,
you go down a YouTube rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah. Not just YouTube, just, you know, articles and papers.
Right.
4 o'clock in the morning, you're still up reading about parasites.
Do you ever stop and remember
sounds fun.
Back, Joe? What did we do? This is a serious question.
Mm-hmm.
What did we do with all of our time before the internet?
It's a good question. We probably were bored and lying to each other. We were telling stories that couldn't be substantiated
could
by Google searches.
Right. Seriously, man. I'm telling the truth.
I remember those stories so clearly where you'd be like, man, is this guy full of it? I don't know.
And there's no way to tell.
It was so hard. It was so hard to tell. Now it's so easy to tell.
Yeah.
I think that is probably one of the biggest changes that our culture has ever faced is the ability to Google search and fact check.
Yes.
It's one of the biggest changes over the period of the last two decades. It's a phenomenal period in time. And everybody just looks at it as like it's just, you know, normal life, no big deal, because we get used to everything.
Yeah.
But the era we live in now is one of the strangest of all time.
Now, when you comment on UFC fights, you fill a lot of time, throw out a lot of statistics. Do you get corrected by fans? And
no, most of the time I'm correct. There's occasionally – I mean, the human brain is not perfect. There's occasions that I misremember things, but I have so much – I don't have any other sports in there to clog up the hole.
Right.
You know, I don't have any football facts. I don't know anything about basketball. I don't have any idea who's even playing in the World Series when it's baseball. I don't know until I see it on the news. I don't pay attention. So I have a lot of UFC facts in there. And kickboxing facts and stuff like that.
Did you not play any of those sports as a kid, Joe? Because when you were coming up, there wasn't MMA.
Well, I played baseball before high school. And then when I was on my way home from a baseball game in Boston, that's when I discovered Taekwondo. That's
when you're on your way home.
Yeah, I was I was in Fenway Park. Fenway Park is in Boston, and there's this. It's a ridiculous line to get on what's called the T. That's the mass transit there. And to get home, I had to wait in this big line. And so I was walking home on my way to the T station, and there was this Taekwondo school. And I went upstairs. And when I went upstairs, there was this guy named John Lee, who's a famous guy in Boston at the time, who's a national Taekwondo champion. And he was kicking this bag.
And how old were you? This is before high
school.
I was
probably 14.
You just wandered upstairs?
Yeah. I couldn't believe how hard this guy could kick. I was like, this is insane. I couldn't imagine that a person could do that. Because to see it in, like, real time. And he was training for the World Championships. He was the national champion at the time. And he was training for the World Cup, I believe it was. And he was just in full training mode, just wailing on this bag. And it was insane to watch. And it was so humbling and inspiring that I got into martial arts. I abandoned baseball. I abandoned everything else.
You were just captivated when you saw it. It drew you in.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was just watching someone who was at the peak of their athletic abilities. Like, he was probably 28 years old.
And how old are you at this time, Joe?
I was 14.
And were you getting beat up a lot? Was that part of it?
No, I wasn't getting beat up. I mean, sure, I got picked on. Everybody gets picked on. Everybody who's not a giant or something. Yeah. Or, someone who knows a lot of people with guns or something. I don't know. You get picked on. It's part of life. I mean, human beings pick on each other. I have chickens, and one of the things you notice when you watch chickens is the pecking order. It's really ruthless and mean, but it's real. It's a part of just nature.
Why do you have chickens?
For eggs.
Eggs?
Yeah, they're delicious. They're the most delicious eggs I've ever had in my life.
I've heard that.
Because they're completely organic. We have a big yard, and so they run around the yard. They forage, and we give them, like food. We give them table scraps. They eat a lot of vegetables, and they don't eat chicken. We don't give them chicken, but they eat beef. Some people give them chicken, which I think is pretty rude. That's rude.
Here, eat yourself.
Yeah, but they would eat it if you gave it to them. They're little dinosaurs. I mean, that's really what they are. You see all the fluffy feathers and everything, but underneath that's a lizard. That's what a chicken is.
A chicken is a lizard?
Yeah. They're birds. Birds are dinosaurs. That's essentially what they are.
I can see that.
Yeah. You really see it when you hold on to them. And they grab you with their little feet. Like if you're picking up a chicken, they put their feet on your hand or something like that.
Yeah.
They have that weird lizard foot thing going on.
That's true. They have the weird feet. What is it you're trying to do to these chickens when you're picking them up, Joe?
You pick them up. You be nice to them. I mean, they're pets. Just, yeah, my daughters pick them up.
They have personalities, don't they?
Yes, they definitely have. Well, not much. They don't tell jokes.
They're all different.
They are definitely all different.
That one's the funniest, I think.
Some of them are super sweet. Some of them will peck you. Some of them will come real close to the chopping block, like they pecked one of my little ones.
Wow.
My little kids.
Now, will you eat these chickens or well, or are they eggs only?
No, they're eggs only, unless they screw up. Unless they, if one of them,
draws
blood from my kids, that's it. That's a wrap.
then they're dinner, right?
Yeah, then they learn about the hatchet.
You're getting pretty good, by the way, at killing and eating your own food, right, and preparing your own food from scratch.
Well, I've been doing it. My wife's been growing a lot of vegetables, but I've been hunting. That's my last thing that I've been doing over the last year and a half. And recently I just got back from Canada. I was in northern Alberta bear hunting. And out of all the things that I've hunted, that is the one where I've experienced the most anger, hate at me.
Oh.
From non-hunters. Wearing leather, by the way.
Well, why?
Which is the most fascinating.
You don't eat bear, do you?
Yes, you do.
You do.
Most certainly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially
I've
black bear.
I've never known anyone who ate bear.
Yeah, that's the thing. Most people who live here don't know anybody who eats bear. But bear tastes good. And they have a huge problem with them up there in northern Alberta. Depending on who you ask, between 2 and 10 per square mile. There's so many of them up there. We saw so many bears. It was where we were at was really rural. I saw a wolf. We saw bears.
Moose, I'm sure.
Yeah, lot of moose. But the thing about the bears is they kill 50% of all the moose and bear deer calves the bears eat. And so, like, the hunters up there are trying to lower the bear population. And the people that rely on the moose are trying to lower the bear population because of
that. How many meals do you get off Joe Rogan?
That's right. How many meals you get off a bear, Joe?
Quite a bit. It's a big
animal.
And
did you drive back with all that meat in the back of a truck or something?
Yeah, and we flew back. You know, we flew back. You freeze it, and then you put it in coolers and you ship it back on the plane.
Joe never invites us over to his house for bear burgers, by the way. You ever notice
you
want to
have some bear burger? I'll have you over.
His wife comes like,
dude.
I am so tired of bear.
Yeah.
Again? Anything else.
It's not the –
Shoot something else, Joe.
The best tasting stuff is deer and elk. Elk is the best, and moose, because you can eat them medium rare. The thing about bear is the same thing with pigs, is that you have to eat them. It's got to be well done. It's got to be over 150 degrees to kill what's called trichinosis.
Right.
Trichinosis is a parasite. And they get it from eating animals with trichinosis, which is kind of interesting. So anything that eats animals, you have to cook to 150 degrees.
Do you get blind hatred from a lot of people over killing any animal?
Yes, that's the – well, they also – we people anthropomorphize, is that the word, with bears because of Yogi Bear and because of Smokey the Bear preventing forest fires. Bear – when we were up there, a male bear attacked a female and her cubs, killed the cub, ate half of it, left it behind.
Oh my God.
The female came back over, saw the cub that had been eaten half by the bear, and ate the rest.
What?
Yeah, that's bears. That's the world of nature. It's an incredibly brutal, ruthless world. And people walk around every day and they pass these restaurants and they pass supermarkets and then they get angry at a hunter. They'll pass a hot dog stand and they'll get angry. When you pass by people that are wearing leather, you look at your leather couch, you are looking at the results of animals that have suffered unimaginable cruelty. And to get upset at people that hunt their own food instead of freaking out that everywhere around you is animal death is just this weird state of disconnect that we're at as a society. Our culture is very, very strange. I mean, we're a part of it, so it's normal to us. But objectively, if you could step back and look at human culture without any references or any context of growing up in it or anything, you would see how incredibly bizarre some of us are. This guy came up to me at the airport, and he was upset at me, and he's wearing leather shoes. And we got in this conversation, and I'm like, dude, you're wearing leather shoes. You're wearing leather shoes, and you're mad at me that I killed a bear. And he's like, you're trophy hunting. I'm like, no, I'm eating bears. Like, it's not a trophy. You eat it. I'm going to take the skin of it, and make a rug, but I'm using all of it. I'm eating it.
So did you shoot the guy?
No, I choked him. No, I didn't do anything. It's a silly conversation. I didn't have a gun. We were hunting with bows and arrows. We're using a compound bow.
It's getting weird now. It's getting weird.
Well, I went with a guy who's a bow hunter.
Joe Rogan, 1 million BC.
No, they're very high-tech bows. It's a compound bow. And it's like,
you know
the compound bows?
No. but I don't want to handicap myself when I'm out with bears.
Well,
I want the best weapon available.
It's not really handicapping. That's what people have. It's only handicapping at a certain distance. The handicap is that you can't reload and shoot really quickly.
Right. That seems important if you're around bears.
Well, you have another person with you who also has a bow.
Okay.
The real problem with bears is not the black bears that we're hunting as far as, like, attacking people. They will attack you, make no mistake about it. I mean, a woman was killed earlier this year at the one of the oil factories up there. Went outside, just wrong place, wrong time, went to go to the bathroom. There was a bear there. The bear saw her. She saw the bear. The bear just launched himself at her.
Oof.
And killed her.
Yeah, bear plus woman equals bear. We do know that.
Yeah, bear equals, win. Victory. But the real problem is the grizzlies. If you see a grizzly, you're supposed to climb a tree or get up in a tree stand or just get off the ground quickly. Because the black bears most likely won't attack you, but the grizzly bears most likely will.
Wow. It's going to be it's not going to be weird for us because we've had this conversation. It's going to be weird for the rest of the world when you get killed by a bear, and that's how Joe Rogan goes out.
I mean, why would you put that out there, man?
Rogan got killed by a bear. We're going to be like, we saw it coming.
People hunt all the time, don't get killed by bears. How dare you?
Joe Rogan is here. We got to take a quick break. Come back with more right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. This is Kevin's last week on the Kevin and Bean Show. As many of you know, he's leaving Friday for Brazil to go down for the World Cup. He probably won't come back. I mean, it's pretty much lawless down there. Most Americans don't return. So we're inviting some of our favorite all-time guests to come in to say goodbye to Kevin. And Joe Rogan is in studio with us, a man who's been to Brazil many times with his duties with the UFC. So, Joe, how do you survive? How do you come back?
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
See?
You'll be fine. Don't worry about all that.
Bean, see?
All you need to do is just stay out of the favelas at night. Don't get drunk and act like an idiot. You'll be fine.
Well, they're very nice people.
Brazil is filled with very nice people. Right, Brazil is a very friendly place. It's just one of those places where anytime there's poverty, you're going to have a certain element of danger. That's just the reality of human beings. There's people that they're in a bad situation. They see you, a watch on your arm that's worth money, can take their family and get it food. It's that simple. I mean, you have also people that need drugs, and that's a problem too if you have anything that's valuable. But if you're walking around with flip-flops and shorts and a T-shirt, just dress like they do. Don't wear anything
flashy. So, Kevin, just dress like you do when you come to work.
You'll be fine.
Basically. You'll be fine.
And they're very, very friendly people, very kind, very nice people.
Why? I know you don't watch soccer.
No. Okay. I watched the World Cup a little bit at the gym the other day.
I'm surprised by how often they animate Brazil. Like, all of the coverage is animated. It looks very Disney-fied.
Instead of showing us real Brazil.
It's weird.
Huh. I don't know.
Like, what are they hiding? Yeah, like, what's going on with these people that are so dangerous that the photographers won't shoot them?
No, that's not it. They probably don't have footage. Who knows? Maybe they just want to be creative.
Who's the UFC fighter, Kevin, that just got robbed down there a couple of weeks ago?
Mauricio Shogun.
Yes, Shogun.
Yeah, yep. That can happen. He was in a car, and he got stopped at a red light.
But what chance does Kevin have if Shogun is getting jacked?
Well, that is a good point. It can happen. Look, it can happen anywhere. That can happen anywhere. But when we're in Brazil, the first time I was in Brazil, we were in Sao Paulo, and there was a guy that we were driving with that didn't stop at red lights. He would go to a red light and then gun it. And we were like, why did you not stop at red lights? He goes, that's when they get you, my friend. You stop.
Oh, wow.
You stop. That's when they're going to get you. I was like,
that doesn't fill me with confidence. No, not at all.
But nothing to worry about.
That's when they get you, my friend.
Yeah, but, you know, we were at night going to a restaurant, but this guy was a local, just was not into stopping at lights.
At night at all, except to and from the stadium, then? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I wouldn't say that, because I've been out at night, you know.
Yeah, but you're Joe Rogan.
Look at Shogun gets robbed. Yeah, what chance do I have?
But they knew who he was, too. He's a huge star now.
Yes. Well, yeah, they said they knew who he was, and they were robbing him. That didn't stop
him. All right,
let
me ask you this,
rifles,
then, Mr. Rogan.
Yeah.
Kevin is going to Sunday. You're going to be at Sunday's World Cup USA game, right, Kevin?
Yes.
And this is in the new stadium that they built in the middle of the Amazon jungle. What's it called? Manaus? Is that right?
Yep.
Yes. What can kill you in the Amazon jungle? Oh, what's out there that's available to kill a human?
Basically everything.
They got some big ass bugs and even the fish with teeth, right?
Well, they have fish with teeth. They have fish that swim into your penis when you go in the water.
I do not want to hear that story.
They have.
In the water.
They have a spider called the Brazilian wandering spider. If it stings you, you get an unbelievably painful erection. Your entire body goes into shock.
Now we're talking.
It reacts something to it has some effect on nitric oxide, which is the same stuff that's in Viagra. Like it has the same stuff that like the same sort of effect that a lot of
so it's good news, bad news. When
it
that's
doesn't
by
sound
around.
Fun.
Those NOx drinks, the nitric oxide drinks.
Yes,
it has some sort of an effect. I don't know the scientific explanation. Some sort of effect on muscles in your body, but it gives you like the most unbelievably painful erection. It actually breaks your penis. So if you do survive, and most people don't, because it's a very toxic spider bite. But if you do survive, your penis will be useless for the rest of your life. It won't work.
Well, that's not what I'm looking
to
hear.
It blows that sucker out. It redlines it. Bang! You should Google it if you're fascinated and scared. It's called a Brazilian wandering spider.
But wait a minute. Okay. Let's say I'm not fascinated and scared. Should I be?
Pharmaceutical companies are researching this bug to try to figure out a new, better Viagra.
Right, but I'm saying, should I be worried?
Yes, you should be worried if you go into the jungle. The jungle's
The jungle
is a massive crapshoot.
Good tip. All right,
there are
no jungle.
All sorts of things in there that are not nice. There's jaguars in there. There's spiders and poisonous
I'm gonna
everything.
I'm going to bring my bow and arrow.
Everything's poisonous.
Do.
You should probably bring a slingshot.
When you've been down there, you go to the good-sized cities when you're down there traveling with the UFC.
Yes, Rio's fantastic.
Do you ever take a few days on either side to explore the Amazon, Joe?
Negative. Negative. I'm not into
it. You're an adventure guy. I'm surprised you haven't done that.
Up to a point. Well, see, I'm an adventure guy when there's a reason for my adventure, like the hunting thing, like going into the northern woods, the woods of northern Alberta. That was – I had a very specific goal, and I was with this guy, Cameron Haynes, who's a very famous bow hunter. I knew I was in good company. This guy, John Rivet, who is the guide and the outfitter. I knew what was going on. I knew the whole setup. if you're just like an a-hole wandering through the jungle,
like, you just don't want to float on a raft down the Amazon.
I'm just
going
to go see what Brazil's all about. Hello, welcome me with open arms, jungle. I'm here. You're going to get your ass eaten. Something's going to happen. They're going to find some new thing in you that they never found in a person before.
I don't want my ass eaten.
Yeah, it's gonna, he's growing what look like soccer balls all over underneath his skin. It's
Kevin,
World Cup disease.
You've got a new thing to worry about. It's not just about getting robbed or killed.
Come
now
on.
You have to worry about your penis flatlining, basically.
Well, there's so many bugs and things in the Amazon that they don't even know what they are. The Amazon
well,
is such an intense...
Why did you start this conversation with saying
well, you don't
you'll
have
be fine?
To. Well, you're going to Manaus.
Yes.
So the problem with going to Manaus is you're going to the jungle. I mean,
that's
you, no
right
matter
there.
What you do, you're going to the jungle.
Right. You can't
Rio,
drive to Manaus, kids. You can only fly or boat in. It is
right.
in the
yeah.
jungle.
It's the jungle. If you fly to Rio, I mean, you're on the
we'll
beach
be in Rio
and everything's
as well.
Great. Rio's great. Who are you going with?
Funny Brad Williams.
Is that who you're going with?
Yeah.
For real?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And his brother-in-law and a friend?
Okay, no watches. Just no. Just don't do anything crazy. No, don't wear anything stupid. No jewelry. Nothing expensive.
Here's my last question for you about Brazil. He's a midget.
I don't think you're allowed to call them that anymore. I think they
he doesn't
they,
mind it.
They rose up like trannies and said, that's it. Like, this
he
is the end.
He doesn't mind it.
No
we'll
more
get,
use of that word. I said
we'll
the T word. Ooh.
We'll use whatever word you want to use. He's,
smaller
he's a little
man.
Person.
Yes.
He's 4 foot four.
Yes.
So
right.
we have contingency plans. Like, I've already raced him, so I know I can outrun him. Mm-hmm. He's in trouble.
Right.
I also think that maybe we should just hoist him up and hold him on our shoulders, because then everybody will go, that must be somebody important. I don't know. I'm just
like
coming up
king.
With
king.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So,
I don't think that's going to work.
You don't think it's going to work?
No. You don't think they've faced such trickery before?
Yeah. They've seen the white man before,
how dare
Kevin.
You
they know what we're capable of.
Poorly thought out plans of victory.
Joe Rogan is here on the Kevin DeBeat Show. You can see him on stage Friday, August 1st at 8 at the Ace Hotel in downtown L.A. Tickets are on sale now through LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster.com. A quick break. We return right after this on our friend Joe Rogan in studio with us here. By the way, you should definitely have Joe Rogan's podcast in your feed. The Joe Rogan Experience,
agreed.
Available at joerogan.net or on iTunes. It's terrific. You think Joe talks here. You should hear Joe talk when he's got no limitations. The boy goes 2.5, 3, 3.5 hours sometimes. It's pretty crazy. Joe is going to be on stage at the Ace Hotel in downtown Los Angeles, the first comedy show at the new theater at the Ace Hotel on Friday, August 1st. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster, so definitely go see him on August 1st. And he also, of course, travels with the UFC. Joe, great fights in Vancouver this weekend, right?
Yeah, there was a couple of really good fights. The Mighty
How about
Mouse
your little friend Mighty
fascinating.
Mouse?
Fascinating. He doesn't get enough credit because he's so small, because he's 125 pounds. You know, so a lot of people, they don't pay attention to the lightest of the lightweight classes. The
right.
flyweight is the lightest weight class in the UFC. But I think he's probably the best technical fighter in the world. Like, if you wanted
really?
To emulate his technique, I don't think he does anything wrong. He does everything perfect and never runs out of gas. Like, he's got the same speed and pace in the fifth round as he does in the first round.
We were asking Dana White about this, and you can probably help with it a little bit more. And that is, it seems like those little guys can't knock each other out as easily.
Well, Mighty Mouse has got a couple. He's got knockouts. He has a one punch knockout in the fight before that, but it's not as easy.
Right?
No.
Why? Because
they're smaller.
They're smaller.
They're smaller people. I mean, they just don't generate as much velocity, or I should say not velocity, as much power. Their body is smaller. They have smaller bones. They're lighter weight. But they also can move so much faster because
yeah.
of that. They're not hampered by gravity. So, like, if you're a fan of technique, like, people think that MMA, like, the people that, like, someone wrote this really – it was a very negative article in some Vancouver newspaper about the event that this past weekend, calling it this horrible spectacle and blah, blah, blah. But what they don't understand is what you're seeing is someone who has trained their entire life to develop technique and to overcome their emotions and to somehow or another come up with the discipline and the focus that's required to train for a championship fight. It's an inhuman amount of effort that's required to get in that kind of shape
right.
and to face what, in my opinion, is the most the scariest and probably the most difficult thing in all of sports, to fight in a mixed martial arts championship fight. And when you watch Mighty Mouse, what you're seeing is the best result of that as far as, like, technique and what can be done as far as doing everything correctly and learning about like footwork and movement and how to counter your opponent's attacks. And it's just incredible, this incredible tactical human chess game that's going on. And I think that Mighty Mouse does it better than anybody. Now, you might not be able to knock people out, like say like a guy like Junior Dos Santos or Cain Velasquez, like the heavyweights, Kendall Anderson Silva or Chris Weidman. But in my opinion, it's the most impressive guy to watch because I'm a fan of just the technique and the right. learning of the martial arts skills.
Now that we have the flyweight, and Dana told us about the strawweight, when are you going to do what I want, which is to have kids fighting in the UFC? What's wrong with you? Like 6, 7, 8 years old? That would be awesome.
Well, you know, they do have that. They do have, not in the UFC, but in some, you know, amateur divisions.
Where they fight for real?
Yeah, they have little kid MMA fights, which I see. I think that's, I kind of have a problem with it.
Yeah, that's then
they But they have amateur boxing, and they have always had amateur taekwondo where kids get kicked in the face. It's like... Yeah, it's dangerous, but
I'm in.
What they say though, and here's where it gets interesting, that the best time to learn is when you're a little kid because you're not able to hit each other as hard. It's the same thing when you're seeing the flyweight division. When you're seeing the flyweight division, when you're seeing these guys not be able to knock each other out, well, that's tenfold when you're dealing with little kids. So what happens is because they can't knock each other out as easily, they learn proper technique and they're not as afraid of being hit. So they're sort of just sort of touching each other and move. They're hitting each other as hard as they can, but they can't hit that hard.
It's not really doing any damage.
So it's, yeah, so if you teach a kid to spar correctly as a young boy, they'll carry those skills as they become a man. And
or they bring a bow and arrow to the fight.
I don't think you're allowed to do that, Bean. Right. You're making up your own Hunger Games type thing up there.
Let me ask one more UFC question before we have to
Please
say goodbye,
do.
Mr. Rogan. And that is, since the last time we had you on, Chael announced his retirement. We're going to miss him in this sport, right?
He's been great
for the UFC.
If he can get his hormones in line, yeah, he'll be back. The issue is... He was one of the guys that's gone through testosterone replacement. Mm-hmm. And in today's sports world, there's this weird thing now where doctors will prescribe you testosterone. They'll say, you have low testosterone. And in order to compete, you would need to get your testosterone up to normal levels. There's several problems with that. One that has been highlighted by Dr. Mark Gordon, who is a friend of mine. He's an expert in traumatic brain injuries, and he deals with football players and combat veterans. When you have head impacts, a lot of times your pituitary gland is damaged and you produce less testosterone. So if you're dealing with combat sport athletes that have low testosterone, you're probably dealing with people that have brain damage.
Okay.
That's one possibility. Another possibility is that they take steroids. When you take steroids, you damage your endocrine system. Your endocrine system no longer produces testosterone because you've been over-flooding it, redlining it, just like the Brazilian wandering spider redlines your penis.
Right.
Well, steroids redline your endocrine system. Your endocrine system shuts down
the
production
of testosterone.
So your body stops
producing testosterone.
Stops it, shuts it down. Produces a minimal amount, and you know you feel terrible when you're off of it. That's why these guys like bodybuilders, they have this real hard time because they get on it, they feel like Superman, and then they get off it, they feel terrible, so they stay on it all the time.
Yeah.
And when you do that, when you do it correctly, you know, there's no real correct way that's super healthy, but if your body's producing testosterone naturally, you're really not supposed to add to it. You add to it to get hyper muscles, giant superhuman muscles. But you're supposed to cycle it, which means you do it for 6 weeks, you give your body a break, your body goes, what the hell was that? And then you recover and you get back to normal levels. But when you don't do that break, you stay on it all the time, your body doesn't produce it at all. So these guys, they would get on steroids, and then they would get off of them, and then they would go to the doctor and say, hey, doc, I'm feeling bad. And the doc says, you have low testosterone. And the athlete would go, that's crazy. I don't wonder how that happened.
Right.
And then they give them testosterone replacement, and then they can train like a super athlete. Like they've had fighters, and I don't want to mention any names, but successful, famous fighters who've been caught with hyperhuman levels of testosterone recently. Like, here's normal. Normal's like 300 to 800 for a really super healthy 25-year-old man. 1,500, like 1,475
wow.
for a guy in his late 30s. Like, it's not normal. Not normal at all. And he's just hitting the spike. bam, bam, growing muscles on his teeth. You know, that's
but that's the
problem with testosterone.
You have that guy with the hyper testosterone fight a bear. That's the answer there.
Yep.
You
still
put that
not
on
fair.
The same card with the kids fighting. Now you got yourself an evening.
You know, it's not fair. You're going to need weapons. You're going to need some a tree to climb. I think what happened with Chael is they because of this, you know, situation where it was really out of control, and they couldn't figure out why so many people wanted it. I mean, it was not that many people overall, but it was enough that it was an issue, and there was enough guys that were competing at a very high level that it was an issue.
Right.
You know, like guys who could potentially challenge for the world championship.
But
title.
You think he'll come back, though? That's
he
a
might,
surprise to me.
But he has to get his hormones back in line. And so the stuff that he got caught with, this is most recently, was this thing called Clomid and this other drug that's actually a fertility drug that's designed to bring back your production of sperm. What this Clomid stuff does is it inhibits estrogen, so it's supposed to produce more testosterone. It's trying to re-kickstart
your
his
body.
Production,
okay.
His body's natural production. And this is something that bodybuilders will take after they do steroids to try to bring their body back in line. It's a banned prohibitive substance because it can give you more testosterone. So in taking it, he violated the rules of the Athletic Commission, and he would be banned anyway.
Right.
He'd be banned for at least a year, maybe more, because he's already had one failed test in the past. So it's not a good situation for him.
Yeah.
So,
and he's also old. He's also,
yes.
What, 38 or something?
Yeah, and he's
fighters?
A really good commentator. He's
yeah, he
a really
yeah,
good
he's
talker, and he's a great, you know, and he's a very, he's considering doing some grappling competitions as well.
No,
sure.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to have to leave it there, Joe.
Holla.
There's always never enough time when you stop.
No,
by.
There's
we
not.
Always enjoy
we didn't even get started.
Really
there's so many things to discuss. I'm at the Ice House tomorrow night, too, in Pasadena, if anybody's
oh,
around.
Oh, good for you.
Ian Edwards, Brian Callen, and Tony Hinchcliffe, so it should be a lot of fun.
That's a great lineup. That
yeah,
Ian Edwards, by the way, I'm just starting to get into it. That guy is funny.
He's brilliant.
That guy's very
he's
funny.
Brilliant. He's one of the
Ice
best
House
out there right now.
Tomorrow night.
One of the most
Joe
underrated.
Rogan. At the theater at the Ace Hotel in downtown LA on Friday, August 1st. Get your tickets to see them both. Thanks, Joe. Great to see you.
Thank
buddy.
You, guys.
Thank you, Lisa. It's world famous K-Rock at 7:55. The Los Angeles Kings victory parade for just their latest Stanley Cup victory was yesterday in downtown LA. The K-Rock microphones were there. We'll bring you that coming up after the top of the hour. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday.
This is kind of cool. What'd you do for Father's Day there,
just
Kevin? What'd you do?
My kids?
Just what?
Not
just,
much.
Just staring
hanging
at
out.
Him? Just staring
yeah.
at him? You didn't do anything? You just looked at him? Sat him on the couch?
Just creeping him out.
Him.
Just totally
hey,
creeping him out.
How's it going?
I'm Buzz.
I'm Dad. Yeah. Creepy dude. I took my little girl to the Natural History Museum to see the Butterfly Pavilion.
Yeah, I did that too.
No, you didn't. She loves butterflies, so I took her down to the pavilion. You walk inside the pavilion, and it's just thousands and thousands of butterflies, and they fly around you, and you get to see them in their natural habitat and everything.
Now she's traumatized.
Was,
and she has
she
bad
was,
dreams
no,
at
she
night.
Loved it. She loves butterflies now more than ever. It was a lovely afternoon. However, well, yours certainly pales in comparison to Kevin Costner's Father's Day. Mine, I thought was pretty cool, also pales.
Wow, what happened?
He returned to the Field of Dreams baseball diamond.
Yay!
Okay. The place where they shot Field of Dreams. Remember, if you build it, they will come.
Right.
And that dude builds the baseball diamond in his backyard.
This is 30
ghosts
years ago.
Show up. 25 years. 25th
ago.
Anniversary of that film. He returned to that site. That baseball diamond still stands there in Dyersville, Iowa. And he returned with his three children, who of course are all young kids. They've never seen the film. To play a little ball on the field, and then they had a screening of the movie outdoors there on the diamond. So the sun went down, and they had a giant, giant screen, and he and his kids watched one of his seminal films there on the baseball diamond in Iowa for Father's Day.
That's
all right. That's
pretty
cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
And I guess they self-centered.
Yeah,
arrogant.
I was going to say.
Other
hey,
than that,
let's
that,
watch me.
Other than that, pretty cool. Hey, you know what I love about me, kids? Since it is Father's Day, and I'm your father. How about take a look at some of my work?
Let's watch me.
And then we'll watch Bull Durham in the car on the way home. Let me say.
That's a popular tourist attraction now there in Iowa, right? People
yes.
go out and walk around that ballpark or whatever.
Yes, Bean. They built it, and people come.
People do come. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's
gotcha.
A true statement.
So it was in fact true.
All right.
Congratulations to Zachary Levi and Missy Peregrim. They got married yesterday in Maui. They tweeted an adorable Mr. and Mrs. picture of them wearing hoodies with Mr. and Mrs. there on the hood. They're a lovely couple. I like those people a lot.
No, they're both Fantastic.
I guess we'll be seeing Zach down at Comic-Con this year.
Yes, sir.
Because I know what big Comic-Con fans
are. Oh, you know.
Are.
Are you tagging along with us again this year, Ralph?
This is why kids won't like Bean when he's 100.
Because they don't like him now?
They don't like him now. Tracy Morgan has been upgraded from critical to fair condition. That's good news.
Excellent.
That's faster than some people speculated it might happen. But his crash on the New Jersey Turnpike from that sleepy truck driver has apparently spurred on several senators to try to push through legislation, which has been out there for about 4 years now, requiring truck drivers to install black boxes that track how many hours they've been on the road. Problem is, these guys, either they've got deadlines to meet or they're trying to log extra hours, whatever, and so they push themselves past the point of human endurance and they get on the road when they should be resting, and it causes trouble.
I guess there's no other way to double check that.
You gotta regulate it. You gotta have some sort of equipment installed so that they can see how many hours they've been on the road, and some could check and say, no, you've been on too many. Time for you to go into the truck stop and get a handy from a tranny.
Or take a nap.
Whatever.
Or sleep. Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. That's good.
Whatever refreshes
whatever,
you.
Whatever is your rest and relaxation. New York Senator Charles Schumer said yesterday that federal authorities have delayed the regulations for 4 years, and he said, enough's enough. It's time to get this rule in effect, not only for the truck driver's safety, but for every motorist on the road. And I think he's got a good point.
Yeah.
Now that Casey Kasem has passed, everyone wants to know whether the feuding between his wife and his children has ended, or whether there will be controversy about where the broadcast legend will be buried. New York Daily News says the three oldest children have no plans to fight for their father in terms of fighting with their estranged stepmom over his final resting place. They've already held a memorial service. They plan to hold a memorial service next weekend without his physical remains, and they said, you know, she's his wife, and she can inter him in any grave or however she sees fit. So it doesn't look like there's going to be a battle over that.
Well,
and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
That's true. Casey did ask for those pictures. And
I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication.
Yeah, that was Casey's last will and testament. He has a few requests of how things should be handled. He wants those pictures. He wants that death dedication thing.
And he wants Don on the phone.
And where's Don? Did Don finally get on the phone?
That's a great question.
I'm waiting for that call for some time now. No word yet on what's going to happen to his $82 million estate.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa, I never
heard about that. Where did he get that kind of money?
Well, he invented a little something called America's Top 40.
Wow.
And in all of its incarnations throughout the years, not only was he paid as a performer, but also as creator and producer of that project. So he cut himself off a big chunk of that for many, many years. So the fight may not be over the funeral, but there may be a fight to come.
Yeah.
He's down on the phone.
Oh, see? I don't know what that means. Today's celebrity birthdays. Rapper Kendrick Lamar is 27 years old today. Actor John Gallagher Jr. turns 30. Venus Williams, tennis player, is 34 years old. Will Forte turns 44. Greg Kinnear. I love me some Greg Kinnear. I wish that Rake show had been better.
Yeah.
I'd like to watch Greg Kinnear on my TV every week. He's 51. Thomas Hayden Church turns 54. And singer
Barry Manilow.
71 years old today. I'm admiring Bean's restraint, because as of yet...
Why would you...
Don't poke the bear,
no.
They're saying. Don't hit the hornet's nest.
No, let's when move on. See, look what you've done.
You asked for it, Ralph. I didn't. I was telling you how much I admire.
I tried to show
the fact that you didn't play any of it. I was complimenting you not playing it. Certainly in no way asking for you
sing
to
it if
play
you know it.
And when will I hold you again?
Oh, Barry's the best.
This is why the kids love me at 100. Because I play Weekend in New England. At top volume.
Oh, the kids
at my
love
windows
that.
Of the home.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Are you still
yes.
floating through life like you're in a dream, Kevin?
Yep. I just I saw my daughter over the weekend and she said, hey, won the cup. I was like... That happened for reals.
Picked up by Martinez.
Martinez to Clifford. Feeds it right side to Foley with a shot. Save, rebound. Score! Alec Martinez has won the Stanley Cup for the Los Angeles Kings.
Awesome.
I think you should tweet about it more. That the Kings won the Cup. I think that should be something you should start tweeting more regularly.
I hadn't thought of that.
Well, we're going to all have a lot of opportunities to see the Stanley Cup over the next few weeks as it tours all around Southern California, and then various players who live in LA are going to be taking it all around and stuff. But yesterday, thousands and thousands and thousands of people showed up because yesterday was the day of the parade and the big ceremony at Staples Center, and the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, was there, and he actually gave a very funny speech at Staples Center, which included something you don't often see a politician do.
Tonight on Jimmy Kimmel, I look forward to hearing my colleague Mayor de Blasio sing I Love L.A. And you should all be very happy I'm not singing tonight. But there are two rules in politics. They say never, ever be pictured with a drink in your hand and never swear. But this is a big day. Way to go, guys.
I think that's awesome.
So the whole thing leading up to it was 2 years ago, Jonathan Quick used the F word. So
that's right.
So everybody was like, all right, guys, we really need to clamp down on this. No one say it. And right. Then it was Eric Garcetti.
Yeah, the mayor of Los Angeles, a politician who intentionally says the F word is so rare, but very funny.
Held
very
up a
funny.
Beer and used the F word.
He was making a reference to the bet that was made between the mayors, as cities often do when they have sports franchises going at it. And Mayor de Blasio paid off his part of the bet on our friend Jimmy Kimmel's show last night, where he came on and sang I Love L.A., wearing a T-shirt that said I Heart L.A. on it.
Jimmy, I always wanted to meet you, but not like this, man.
Well, thank you, first of all, for making good on your bet. You're a strong man for doing that.
Well, Jimmy, we New Yorkers honor our bets. But I don't have that great a singing voice, so I've got some friends here to help me out. These are the kids from the 52nd Street Project here in Manhattan. And they're going to help us do this. You ready, guys?
All right.
All right.
Are you guys ready? Here we go.
Go down the window.
Put back the top. Take
out the beach boy, baby. Don't let the music
He's really fly. Terrible.
We're going to ride it till we just can't ride it no more. From the side.
The sun is shining all the time.
It's
like another perfect day.
Sing it if you know it.
I love L.A.
There you go. So there's the mayor paying off his bet, and Eric Garcetti was on the Jimmy Kimmel Live last night with a couple of the Kings players as well.
And yesterday, of course, was the parade, and Christine, our assistant producer, went down with the K-Rock microphone.
Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
What was your favorite moment of the whole playoffs?
I think when they beat Chicago in Game 7 in overtime.
Game 4 against the Sharks, when we beat it and got the momentum back, that was amazing. And then that final goal was just, like, heartwarming. It was beautiful.
The shutout, 3-0, I mean, that's just all Quick right there.
Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
Fire beer mug!
What was your favorite part of the playoffs?
Coming back from the Sharks, three games down. Coming back, beating them, just the beginning. From there on, it was on.
I've been following this team my whole life, so I'm glad to be here right now.
What was your favorite moment of the playoffs?
When we came back against the Sharks from three games down, that's when I knew that we were just going to take it all the way. I did not stop believing. I told my friends, don't stop believing. We're gonna make it. It's gonna happen. And it's still unbelievable that it actually happened, and I'm, like, still freaking out.
Go, Kings, go, baby! There you go, Kings! Down from the bottom, 3-0. We came back since San Jose.
Obviously, winning the Stanley Cup, that was I was watching the game at my dad's house. We were biting our fingernails. We didn't know where the game was going to go. Lundqvist was just keeping the game close, and then when Martinez did it, we threw the roof off. We were just, it was amazing.
Martinez making that goal was just emotional. We actually won it. Tears came to my eyes, and couldn't believe it.
We got the cup! Go, Kings, go!
So if you guys had one day with the cup, what would you do with it?
Fill it with copious amounts of alcohol. Share it with everyone I went to a game with.
I'll hug it tight the whole day and kiss it. Put my name on it.
So you'd eat every meal that day out of the cup?
Yeah, 100%, yes. Every meal would be out of that. I might bathe in it as well.
Go Kings! Woo! Go Kings!
One day with the cup?
Fire beer mug!
I'll sell it for money. You know how much money you'll get out of that?
Go Kings!
One day with the Stanley Cup, what would you do with it?
I would make love to it, probably.
I would probably take it to a party and let all my friends touch its glorious, glorious silver curves.
Would you do that even after he made love to it?
Absolutely. Eskimo brothers till we die.
I don't want to know what that means. Thanks, guys.
Go Kings!
Probably snuggle up next to it.
I'd probably do the same thing, too. I'd probably sleep with it.
Together?
Oh, yeah. Two guys in a cup?
How long has it been since you've watched that jersey?
Probably the whole playoff run now, so what, 30 games?
It's a little gross, huh?
I haven't washed my underwear either.
Oh, right.
By the way, notice how much nicer people are when adorable little Christine is out there with the K-Rock microphone than when we send big old fat beer mug. We just need to start calling Andy Signor, our next guest, Mr. Internet, because he seems to be doing all of that stuff. He is with the YouTube channel Screen Junkies, home of the epic Honest Trailers and the Screen Junkie Show. Andy, welcome back to the Kevin Bean
Thanks for having me back. Honored to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure. We're so fascinated with your site and all the content. I mean, Kevin and I were just talking about this before you walked in. You must wake up every single day with a pit in your stomach like you've got homework due, because the internet just chews your stuff up and the next day they come back looking for more. Like, how much of your time do you spend just sweating? What am I going to put on the site today?
It is tough. Luckily, yeah, we have to constantly one-up ourselves. But yeah, we have a fantastic audience, a fantastic team. And Honest Trailers has proven a very sustainable brand that they just keep coming back to. Thank you for and thank you guys for playing them so many.
We put them in our internet roundup, every week.
Yeah, it's a blast. I mean, we're constantly pushing ourselves. We just did one on our Lion King on Australia was our chance to push it by doing a musical installment again, and the fans have been reacting to it so crazily. I think 4 million hits already. So
that's not bad. I shouldn't be surprised because I've seen, 50 of these Honest Trailers, but you put all the screen caps up of the people requesting the movies, and those are just the ones, you show. I can't imagine how much email you get with suggestions on what film to do next.
Really weird suggestions sometimes. Yeah, weird like foreign films and movies just the weirdest movies you'd think of, that Cool as Ice by Vanilla Ice, which it's like, yeah, all right. Why? What is maybe for Terminator or Ninja Turtles coming up? Could we try and make sure that the movie is relevant for some reason?
Yeah.
And sometimes they're just so random that we can't always get to them all.
So you're releasing what today? A new Transformers?
So today we have following up one of our biggest, which was the Transformers. We're doing Transformers 2: Revenge of the Fallen, which is awful. It's just an awful movie. It is an awful.
Now, here's the thing. I love that movie, but I recognize that it is awful. And even the movies that are considered good, when you guys do an Honest Trailer about it, I go, the movie's not very good. They're right. They're absolutely right.
The X-Men movies. You made the X-Men movies look
right.
Bad.
And those were good.
Let me correct myself. Transformers, the new one, looks awesome. With Optimus Prime riding the Dinobot, I'm on board. I bought a ticket. But Transformers 2 is just so chaotic. And we sort of make a point where I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
The plot makes no sense.
That's true.
Who's fighting who?
And it continues like three different times. You think, all right, this movie's got to be about over.
Yeah,
and
the item they used to kill Megatron is what brings them back. Yeah. It's a mess.
Andy, we had a bunch of guests in last week when the E3, the gaming conference, was going on down at the convention center, and we talked to all of those guests about how you get into that as a line of work. I mean, you kind of have a dream job. It seems like you really, really enjoy it. How does somebody get a job just thinking up and making fun videos for the internet?
I mean, you just got to do it. I mean, it's really the bottom line. You have to just keep making. I mean, and what's so great about YouTube and everything and all the sites out there is you can do it all. But, I mean, I've been lucky to sort of – I've had some viral success in my past, even before Honest Trailers. So it's like you just got to sort of know what people want to watch and who – my always rule is like, would someone share this on their Facebook? That's not my friend. Like, that's usually how I sort of help determine, will this go viral? Will this be fun? It's sort of like, who cares about this video beyond me and my circle of friends?
Right.
Is always what I try and strive for. That's sort of the best advice I can give. Because you got to be successful in the internet to get a job like I have
to
keep doing more successful internet stuff.
Yeah. That makes sense. So somebody's listening who wants to be the next Andy Signor, they should just be making videos in their house in their underwear right now and just make them funny.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have to be in their underwear?
I don't know why I said that.
It's a good thumbnail.
To be in their underwear.
It's an odd choice. How many channels are you overseeing now, Andy?
Yeah, so I work for Defy Media. We have Break.com, Smosh, Screen Junkies, Made Man, so many channels. which I'm overseeing programming for. Screen Junkies, I'm just a huge movie nerd, so Screen Junkies definitely has a little piece of my heart just because I love...
What is Smosh? What's going on with Smosh?
Smosh is a huge YouTube channel. Anthony and Ian do that every week. It's insanely, insanely popular. I think the second biggest channel on YouTube.
Wow.
Comedy videos every week. I don't really have to get too involved with them because they have made this amazing property their own. But week after week, just an amazing, amazing numbers and views and comedy.
It is weird that there are now thousands of people who are making a living just making YouTube videos.
It is quite amazing. It is amazing.
Talk about a huge job that just didn't exist until the last few years.
Right.
I mean, it's a viable thing that you can grow up and do now for a living.
And a lot of people can just talk into a webcam and do it without any cost.
That's true.
Make an amazing amount of revenue.
It's hard to remember before YouTube. It seems like YouTube has always been here.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't really all that long ago that it took over the world.
I was just watching President Lincoln's inauguration on YouTube the other day, so it's been around a while. I know that.
That's what was impressing me, the people who kept all the VHS tapes and have been loading them onto YouTube to create our library of content.
Yeah, think of a song, by the way. Any song, and go to YouTube and somebody has uploaded it. Even if it's just a blank screen or if it's just watching a record go around on a turntable or something like that, it's like, who are these people and why would they do that?
Well, yeah, you were just talking to Joe Rogan about how the internet's changed, but YouTube is even, now you can not only fact check it, but you can watch it. It's all there.
That's true.
All right, our guest is Andy Signor here from the Kevin and Bean Show. He's the creator, writer, director of Honest Trailers, VP of programming at Defy Media. So much more to talk about, Screen Junkies and everything else, when we return right after this on K-Rock.
Dance or die.
That's what I'm saying. It's the world famous K-Rock. It is 8:39.
Speaking of this guy,
stupid, dumb, absurd.
The voice of Honest Trailers. That's John.
Bailey. John Bailey, real voiceover actor, fantastic person. Yes, I love him.
Thank you so much for the help that you give us by getting him to read our nonsense. I have no idea what he thinks about it when you send him stuff, when he has to read things like
hot fudge, holy moly,
or
why not Bean? This is America.
But he's awesome. And those videos that you've done of him walking around on the street talking to people with that voice are so funny, too.
I would talk like that every day if I had that.
Yeah,
voice.
So would
right.
I.
It's amazing.
His wife doesn't agree.
Yeah, I bet. I bet that gets annoying.
Our guest is Andy Signor here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's the VP of Programming for Defy Media. He runs most of your favorite YouTube sites. Hey, you guys are always you try to be so timely and topical, like you just did the RJ Mitty thing for Father's Day that was so funny that we played on the air. Like, will you wake up this week and go, oh, guys, the World Cup. We got to do something for the World Cup. I mean, do you have brainstorming sessions like that?
We do, yeah. I mean, on Break.com, we definitely are very topical and need to be on top of things. So there's a whole editorial staff who pays attention to that. RJ Mitty was just because we were doing a program for Father's Day and he was our sort of dream get. And he came by and was just, I was afraid to pitch him certain jokes of like, are you going to be allowed to say this or you be comfortable? And he was so nice and the nicest guy and down for all of it. We ended up adding more that was a little bit more intense than we thought he'd be prepared for.
That was funny. For folks who didn't see the video, he's talking about his TV dad, Walter White from Breaking Bad. And it's the opposite of Father's Day. That's why
wishing
it's so
him
funny.
A happy Father's Day. Yes.
What kind of, you deal with a lot of celebrities. Is that an easy part of your job or tough sometimes to talk them into your vision of what you want them to do on video?
I mean, both. Most times they need to promote a movie. So we've done some fantastic ones. We did one with Morgan Freeman where he read The Fox.
Love that.
In conjunction with the Las Vegas screening. And then we did one way back, our two most popular, that one and Christopher Walken reading Honey Boo Boo lines. We've become so silly and successful with it, it's a little easier. But sometimes,
because you can reference for celebrities, these other people did it.
They know, you guys aren't just some schmoes. Like, you get what's going on and how to make it right.
Right.
Sometimes it's still a hard sell. But we're a little bit pickier now because a lot of people want us to come do that. But we want to make sure it's going to be popular and fun, not just every junket in the world.
The only way your sites could be better is if there were more boobs. But that's a no-no. Why?
Well, boobs aren't a no-no. I just think, we want to, I think boobs is a catchphrase in our Honest Trailer format. So, I mean, I think a boob and a thumbnail still manages to make people click. But I think, my goal is always to try and I'm proud of an Honest Trailer. It's actually funny, I hope. And we're actually trying to be smart and critical about it. So
right.
we call it out for what it is, but we don't want to be over reliant on boobs. I like females too much. It's, you know, we want to be better and smarter than that.
Yeah, me too.
Take
me
a
too.
Page from this man's book.
Wait, me too. Me too. Yeah. I'm with him.
So if Lisa wanted to show them to you right now, you would look away out of
he
respect
would say
for
no.
women.
I respect you as a person.
Yes, exactly. You're not showing, are you?
Tell me about the horrifying killer clown series at rake.com.
Oh, that's a prank, yeah, where he kills, yeah, that's, we didn't do that, but we feature that, and that's an amazing one, yeah, where he's crazy. I think they shoot that in Amsterdam, where he's allowed.
It's the most terrifying thing of all time, if it's real. I mean, are these actual real people who don't know they're about to see a clown with a chainsaw when they turn the corner?
I can't speak for that one, but I mean, we do a lot of pranks. That one we didn't do, but I know, I mean, I did hear that he does that in a foreign country where he's, technically, it's not illegal. Where I think you would get arrested here. So I think that is one of the loopholes that he uses. But those are amazing.
Speaking of pranks, tell me about Django Unchained and what that was like.
Oh, we did. So a Screen Junkies show. Yeah, when the Django Unchained toy came out, we decided to figure out, is this racist and weird and sensitive? So we took it out to Compton and asked a bunch of, you know, the locals there, what did they think? And it turns out it wasn't.
Not racist at all.
They thought a cereal would be. Django O's would be more offensive. They thought the figure was fine.
Were you surprised by that? Did you have a preconceived notion going in?
No, I mean, you always hope someone's going to go crazy because that crazy always wins the internet. But no, everyone was very respectful and surprised. You know, it was a little bit more normal than we hoped.
Did you personally go out to conduct those interviews, or did you send one of your minions?
Hal Rudnick is our host of Screen Junkies Show. Fantastic guy. He goes and does all those. I think I was actually there for that one. I was, but he's the man who I always put in the fire for those.
How much stuff do you get that is uploaded to you from fans, from viewers that want to be featured on the site?
On Break, a good amount. We get you can upload your own videos on break.com. We feature a handful a week. Sometimes they're not always the best. So we try.
Do people try to prank you? Try to get you to believe something is happening that's not?
No one's done that yet. We did on our prank series, Prank Bank. We did prank our host Kevin Bruick, where we did actually take him to Compton. And we hired a bunch of actors to scare him. It's a very popular prank on our site. He totally fell for it. 100% real. People thought it was fake. It was real. So, yeah, I have pranked ones close to me, but no one's done me yet. I should watch myself carefully.
Yeah, now that you've said that,
watch yourself walking to the car today. All right, we're almost out of time here, Andy. You should definitely be checking out Screen Junkies, the YouTube channel, and also Break.com and all the other things that are under Andy's watch. What are you excited about that you can talk about that you're working on that we haven't seen yet?
I guess I can reveal, like, the Ninja Turtles movie is coming out again, so we're definitely going to tackle one of those original ones. And we also do Honest Game trailers now, as I guess something else to be aware of on Smosh Games.
That's for video games, right?
Where people asked us for a bunch, but now we're doing video games, which has been very fun. Candy Crush we just did, and a bunch of other really fun ones, so it's been fun to spread it out.
Do your parents get what you do for a living? Do they understand your job?
Yeah, I mean, they were amazing. I actually have been doing this since I was like 7, so I think they're just amazed that I'm still in California.
Is that
still Philly.
Working, son?
Yeah, I think that I do. I'm so grateful for them, but I think they are actually amazed I've been able to make a living doing the silly stuff I was doing as a kid.
Well, it is silly, and you should be bookmarking all of Andy's sites. You guys do great work, and we thank you so much for all the great videos that we enjoy, and we love featuring them on the Internet Roundup every week, and it's always a pleasure to catch up with you, sir. Thanks so
much
for coming.
Me. Yeah, I love the show. Thanks again, guys.
Hey! Oh, really? I'm alone in that?
Hey.
Fine. Screw you.
Hey!
Screw you.
Hey!
Sorry. It's the Kevin DeBijo at 8:55.
Rob is here. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
Hot fudge! Holy moly!
Wow!
Hot fudge, holy moly! Hey, what's going on? Said to recent pictures of Nicole Kidman, hey, what's going on there? What's going on there in your whole
good things,
shirt
really good
region?
Things.
What's going on in the shirt region there?
Somebody says the word shirt region?
Yeah, what's up in your shirt region? Well, if you ask the experts, looks like Nicole Kidman gave the girls a bit of a boost.
Uh-huh. Creepy alert.
Showed off some smoking hot cleavage in Melbourne, Australia last week, and some experts have chimed in to radaronline.com, like Dr. Anthony Yoon and Dr. Fred Pescatore and others. They said, she is famous to be known as an A-cup, and now it looks like she is rocking full C's.
Boobies,
said the docs. And they can tell just by looking because they're professionals.
That's right.
Professionals, baby. Look it up.
You go to medical school, which is hard, and get yourself a career and a reputation, and then you spend your days evaluating celebrity photos and telling the press whether you think they've had a boob job or not. That's where their lives are going.
And where's the downside? I'm sorry.
Isn't America great?
Yeah, that's what you meant to say, right?
Right.
Look, it is hard to go to medical school, so you deserve a payoff, and that's your payoff. They say, look at Nicole Kidman's cans. What do you think? You go, yes, I like them.
USA!
Here's my
USA!
Take.
USA!
What's worse than being a celebrity being hunted down by fans in airports and such places?
Not much.
Cholera.
Well, yeah, that is good. Worse. But I would think just something slightly worse is being chased through airports and hunted down by autograph seekers who think you're a different celebrity.
Oh, that,
that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Bad enough to be stopped on your own accord for your own body of work, and they say, oh, I loved you in fill in the blank. Well, Keira Knightley revealed on the Graham Norton show that she has been chased through airports and malls by fans who think she's A, Natalie Portman. She's been stopped.
I can see that.
She's been stopped for Natalie Portman.
All right.
Several times. B, Kate Winslet.
Okay.
I'm sure there's there is a British actress confusion thing that happens, especially in America, when they see Keira Knightley. They go, I loved you in Titanic. I'm sure a lot of that happens. She's like, no, that wasn't me. And even Britney Spears.
Wait a minute.
I know.
Keira Knightley? That's just from Blind Guys, though, right?
I don't know.
That doesn't even make sense.
Those are the three. She's been stopped by celebrity autograph seekers and asked for the given photos of them, said, please sign this. So I think that's got to be more frustrating than just, loved you in Love Actually.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure those people also get asked all the time, where do I know you from?
Yeah.
And then she has to start, like, listing her bio. Like
Judy Greer always says she has to go through her entire IMDb page for people.
Nope. No, that's not it.
Melanie Griffith and Antonio Banderas are splitting up. Initially, everyone said it was a nice, amicable divorce. Well, maybe not so. Friends and sources are telling the National Enquirer that Melanie Griffith exploded when she saw photos of her husband getting close to another woman during the Cannes Film Festival. This is how the whole divorce started.
Ah.
It was not amicable. He apparently was on the stepping out with someone else. She saw the photos, promptly got on the phone and demanded a divorce. And now, word is, she's hell-bent on vengeance, has hired a private detective to determine how many other women he's entertained and how they're going to split up their $65 million fortune, the two of them.
Well, there seems like there's lots of money for everybody.
Sure does.
There does. And who gets how much of it, though, I think is probably going to be the battle. I'm guessing the majority of that is Banderas's. I don't think she's really been bringing in that kind of coin.
Not for a while.
Mm-mm. He had the Puss in Boots phenomenon, and he was very successful for a lot of years there. So
now, is the point of the private investigator, Ralph? I'm sorry, I dozed a little bit.
Sure.
Is to
why
see.
The kids think you're cool. 100-year-old man.
You got to take your naps when you can get them, guys. Is the point of the PI to see how much she can screw him for, basically? I mean, you know, basically like present a case against him so that he has to give her much, much more money than just if it was one woman on the side?
I would guess so.
Yeah. One time?
Okay. The more ammunition she can amass regarding his infidelities, the more leverage that will give her in a settlement.
Okay, back to Nappy.
The assumption. All right. Just lay down, Gramps. We'll let you know when it's all
cool,
over.
Gramps.
And sometimes people send me emails and tweets and stuff and say, hey, you, that guy.
Where do we know you from?
You seem to be busy. You do your radio program there in the mornings on K-Rock, and then you're off doing Family Guy, and you do little bits and movies and TV shows and everything. I'd like to have that cushy kind of life that you have. How do I get into show business? How do I get my break in the world of entertainment? Well, I've got your answer for you. It came to me this morning. I was reading this story. There's a brand new production assistant over on the set of Halle Berry's upcoming CBS TV series, Extant, produced by Steven Spielberg. Young lady now working as a production assistant, never worked in show business before, but she's doing that now. Her name is Malia Obama.
Oh, really?
Malia Obama, who's all of 15, has a summer job working as a PA on the set of Halle Berry's new show.
Nice.
Where's the outrage there?
Now, how could she have gotten a gig like that?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
But I'm sure she's well qualified.
Word is that her father, who I'm not really sure who he is,
he's a bureaucrat, isn't he, of some sort?
What a call.
Paper pusher?
I think he's a community organizer.
He's the president.
What the what? That Obama?
Yeah.
Malia Obama's dad is the president Obama?
We thought it was a different Obama, Ralph was
referring to. Yeah, I did. I thought it was Alan Obama, the guy who runs the pawn shop around the corner from me on Ventura Boulevard.
I don't think it's that guy.
Apparently, he put a call into Steve Spielberg and said, yeah, my daughter's looking for a little gig in show business. Can you hook me up, Stevie? And by the way, write me another check.
Yeah.
So Malia will be working on the set this
summer. Obama!
That's her summer job.
And Biden! Are you kidding? The Three Stooges?
Yeah. Obama and Biden. All three of those stooges. Today's celebrity birthdays. Barry Manilow, 71 years old today. Thomas Hayden Church turns 54. Greg Kinnear is 51. Will Forte, very funny man from Saturday Night Live and other places, 44 years old. Venus Williams is 34. And rapper Kendrick Lamar is 27. We have a little game we want to play the next day.
Speaking of rappers? Absolutely. We have qualifying for Lollapalooza.
Ah!
Which, of course, is in Chicago. You got your Foster the People, you got your Lord, you got your Arctic Monkeys, you have Kings of Leon, and you have Eminem.
Yeah, that's the big name right there, the Eminem, right?
And Lisa May is going to be doing Eminem songs.
Well, I demanded it.
Yes.
I mean, he is my homie.
She's a rapper from
back. So
she's from Inglewood, you guys. Not only is she up to no good, but she can't stop but rap. She's born with the flow.
1-800-520-1067.
Can't stop but rap. Okay, that makes sense.
Call now, we'll give you a chance to qualify now. All right, let's get to why I got up this morning.
I feel the same way. I feel like today's been a fun show. We've had some laughs. We've enjoyed ourselves. But it's all just been killing time to get to this moment. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to go to Lollapalooza? Well, we don't have that for you. We can put you in the drawing for Lollapalooza. You can qualify if you can get past the real Lisa Shady.
Thug
life. You know what's funny is that people for a long time, for reals, thought that Lisa May was black.
And she couldn't be further from black, actually.
How is that possible?
Well, you cannot deny my roots.
She's
white. It's in my soul.
Right.
Born in Inglewood.
Sure,
That's just how it is.
Oh, sure.
Well, Eminem is one of the featured entertainers of this year's Lollapalooza, the first weekend of August in Chicago. It's K-Rock's Road Trip USA 2014. Stop number one. Let's meet our contestants. I guess the game is going to be played like this. Lisa is going to rap an Eminem song, and all you have to do is give us the title of the song. It's as easy as that, and you go into the drawing, right?
We start in orange with Rudy. Hi there.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Very well. Thank you. You're about to hear Lisa May rap.
Let's do it.
Tell us what Eminem song this is.
All right. I've created a monster, because nobody wants to see Marsha no more. They want Shady. I'm chopped liver. Well, if you want Shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of weed mixed with some hard liquor.
Oh, my God. I know this.
Great. Share it with us.
I hope so. It's exactly like it.
Take it easy, Lisa.
Oh, my God. I
need an answer, Rudy.
You couldn't Google fast enough. It's without me.
Without me. I created a monster, because nobody wants to see Marshall no more. It's identical.
Right?
It sure is. I thought you were just playing the record. I was so confused.
All right, let's go to West Los Angeles and say hi to Paul. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Here's the real Lisa Shady.
My English teacher wanted to flunk me in junior high. Thanks a lot. Next semester, I'll be 35. I smacked him in his face with an eraser, chased him with a stapler, and told him to change the grade on the paper.
I think that's Hi, My Name Is.
Yes!
Nicely done.
My English teacher wanted to flunk me in junior high.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. I think Lisa May should be at Lollapalooza.
I'm right there with you,
Paul. You can invite her. Let's go to Huntington Beach. Say good morning to Kevin. Hi there.
Hello.
Are you ready for the real Lisa Shady?
Yes, I am.
Good luck.
All right.
Dear Mister, I'm too good to call or write my fans. This will be the last package I ever send your ass. It's been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I wrote the addresses on imperfect.
That would be Stan.
That would be Stan.
Well this will done. Be the last package I ever send your ass.
By the way, can I just make a suggestion here that we never do anything else on this show but this game?
I agree. I'm in. Lisa Rapp,
going all the time.
Let's go to El Segundo and say good morning to Alex. Hi there.
Hey, what's up, Lisa May? What it do?
What it do? You ready?
All right, here you go.
Go all for
right.
it.
Good luck.
It's the return of, oh, wait, no way, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement. Ha ha.
All right.
So much glee from you, Lisa. Alex, what say you? Hello, Alex.
Where'd you go, Alex?
He's gone.
Is the real Slim Shady?
Yes!
But it's the return of the... Oh, wait, no way. You're
what
kidding.
What happened there?
I don't know.
He was busy Googling. Like,
were you Googling?
Like the kids do.
All right. Let's go to Chino Hills and say good morning to Jack. Hi there.
What up?
What up?
What?
And to you as well. Jack, you're listening on the best of all possible days. The real Lisa Shady's going to do an Eminem song for you. Just tell us what it is. Good luck.
It was my decision to get clean. I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through and don't even realize what you did because you believe me, you.
You just sound mad. What's that?
Yes.
Not afraid.
It was my decision to get clean. I did it for me.
All right.
All right, we got time for, unfortunately, just one more, you guys. One more. Who's our final contestant to go into the drawing here?
Say good morning to Tony in Orange. Hi there.
How's it going?
Good,
hi,
thank
Tony.
You ready for the real Lisa Shady?
Let's do it.
All right.
Baby, please come back. It wasn't you. Baby, it was me. Maybe our relationship isn't as crazy as it seems. Maybe that's what happens when a tornado meets a volcano. All I know is I love you too much to walk away, though.
Why is she yelling?
I don't know.
I'm in pain. Don't you understand?
Tony?
Tony.
Yes.
Name of that?
That is, oh, my God. That's
a love the way you lie. By
baby, please come back. It wasn't you. Baby, it was me.
All right.
All right,
well, look, I think, first of all, Lisa is awesome. Lisa did a great job.
Thank
and
you.
Our contestants did as well. Paul is in the drawing, Kevin, Jack, and Alex the cheater, too. Only one will be qualified to go to Lollapalooza in Chicago. Who's it going to be?
It's going to be Jack.
Yeah!
Jack!
Woo, Jack!
Congratulations,
woo!
Jack.
Well done.
Right.
It's possible you didn't win anything, but you qualified for our Road Trip USA, right. Stop number one. So
I hear Lisa rap.
And you got to hear Lisa rap, yes.
Yeah, yeah, West Side, Thug Life.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
And you're listening at just the right time for one final look at the Showbiz Beat with our friend Ralph Garman here on K-Rock.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's up?
What is going on?
What, are the Baltro and Chris Martin? What are they doing? Are they consciously recoupling?
Well, I don't know. They're back together?
Well, here's the thing. She hasn't taken off her wedding band.
Right.
And story comes out today that they are still living together in their $14 million Malibu mansion.
What? Come on.
You got to bring that home.
Come on, do it.
You got to bring it home.
That was weak. I hate myself. I hate myself. I accept your scorn.
Of course, if I was living in a $14 million Malibu mansion, I might not be too quick to move out either.
I'm sure they have several houses in Southern California.
If that's the case, though, wouldn't you kind of split up?
I would think if we were consciously uncoupled, I would like to
However,
uncouple separately.
In a $14 million house, you could probably avoid
that's true.
Another person for a month.
She probably lives on the 18th floor, and he's somewhere in the sub-minor basement major.
But if you're, you know, I don't want to get all crude about this, but if you're Chris Martin, you know, you've had a number of years where you have not been taking advantage of being Chris Martin. It seems like now would be the time, right? You want to get to it. I'm just saying, why live with your wife if you guys are divorcing is what I'm saying.
Maybe make her watch.
There you go.
Yeah.
Make it hurt.
Yeah. Here's something for your goop. Here's something for your goop site. I'll show you goop.
Follow her around the house.
Yeah.
Don't let her get away.
Oh, look. Gwenny, I'm banging another one in the
look
kitchen.
At look at this groupie over here. You have goop, I have group. Harrison Ford still recovering from the accident aboard the Millennium Falcon that will sideline him for 6 to 8 weeks on the shoot of the new Star Wars Episode 7. Now word comes from his son, Ben, that his dad may need surgery to add a plate and screws to the ankle.
Oh, boy.
Which will make it worse.
Yeah.
It's a longer recoup rather than just putting a cast on it or a walking boot or whatever he needs. And he said his dad may start to get mumbly and unhappy.
Is that what he said?
If he has that operation, he might get sullen and not speak up.
Sure would hate to see that.
He doesn't lose any of his vitality.
Me too. That vim and vigor that he's displayed on a regular basis for the past couple of years. Hey, this would be cool. In fact, this might earn a hot fudge. Holy moly. One second, please.
What's going on? Hot fudge. Holy moly. Have some fun.
Imagine you're out there at the bars. You're having yourself a couple shots of Patron, and it's time to go home, and you don't drive and drink because that's not good for anybody. So you do what I do. You call Uber, right?
Right.
You call the Uber.
Absolutely.
So let's say you plug your address into Uber, and you set the pickup location, and boom, you hit the button, and up pulls Optimus Prime.
What?
What?
I'm sorry. Optimus Prime!
Hot fudge, holy moly.
He pulls up to give you a ride home.
Optimus Prime does.
Get inside my car. I'll take you home. I am Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime! Uber has announced that it is rolling out as an option for its users in select cities. A pickup from Optimus Prime. This, of course, is a promotional tie-in with the debut of Transformers Age of Extinction. It starts in Dallas on Monday, and it'll move to Phoenix on Thursday, and finally Los Angeles on Saturday, in the sweet, sweet drinking day of Saturday. So you might be loaded, and you pull up, you pull out of the bar, and then up comes your ride, and it's Optimus Prime.
Is it you with that cheap sound effect voice thing that you were using, the little helmet?
No, it is the actual tractor trailer that transforms into Optimus Prime. Pulls up and gives you a ride home. Come on.
It's pretty strong.
That would be spectacular. And then you can say, I think we got a Transformer here. You could be Mark Wahlberg. This is what's going to pay your way through college. Dude, that whole horrible trailer right there.
Looks good to me. I'm going to go see it. Because this is loud. And I like it. It's a big truck. Turns into a robot.
Kevin, earlier today, by the way, we had our friend in from Speed Junkies was talking off the air about how terrible the last Transformers movie was.
It was.
Yet you couldn't stop him from going back for more.
Nope. No, I'll go see it.
Oh, I will go see it. I give it 2 thumbs up.
Mass. And we don't do a lot of musical news here, except when Lisa makes us. But this could be great. In Toronto, this week, they are having open call auditions for Rob Ford lookalikes for Rob Ford the Musical.
I love that so much.
Birth of a Ford Nation, it's called. Musical scheduled to open in September, just ahead of October's mayoral election. Is Rob Ford running again for mayor of Toronto?
I think he is.
I think he is.
Still going to be on the ballot?
I think so.
He'll never stop.
Is that at all possible? That he
sure
will run for that?
I can't imagine. I feel like if he were an American politician, he would have been forced to resign by now.
Oh, of course, yes.
But look at, like, Marion Barry. He got
he took some time off.
Yes, yeah. But still.
Took a little vacation in one of those gray bar hotels they have there on Priceline.com.
Yeah. Right.
He checked in there for a while. Then he came out. Yeah, it is ridiculous that he got reelected. But Rob Ford to be reelected on the heels of this whole scandal?
I doubt he will be. Do you?
I don't know.
But I hope.
I want to see the musical. That's all I know.
There's a lot of material there that they can use for that musical. I mean,
fat guy smoking a crack pipe.
Yep.
Oh, best. Doing a lot of blow.
Let it blow. Let it blow.
Hey, Muggs, is that the role that you've been in training for? I'm looking at you right now.
Yeah,
I was thinking maybe that's what he's going for. Is he's been working behind the scenes to look like Rob Ford.
Muggs is making a transition to the big stage.
Right.
No answer from Muggs.
How dare you, I said.
Oh, did you?
It was just while other people were talking, so couldn't be heard. Because he doesn't know how radio works yet. Sorry, does it.
You guys like Gaslight Anthem? I love that band.
I do. I do like them.
Band out of New Jersey. They've set to release a new album on August the 19th called Get Hurt. The band will hit the road later this year. The tour opens on September the 10th in Washington, D.C. and wraps up October 17th in Pittsburgh. Against Me and Jimmy Eat World will open most of those shows. And speaking of bands and tours, Bastille will open its North American tour this fall as well. October 7th kicks off in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, my hometown, and runs through November 20th to show here in Los Angeles. So if you're a Bastille fan, get your tickets now. Zachary Levi secretly married his girlfriend Missy Peregrim in Maui yesterday.
All right.
They shared an adorable Mr. and Mrs. picture, the two of them wearing Mr. and Mrs. hoodies. They're so cute. Just saying. They're cute, and it's nice. It's nice. It's a nice couple story for a change. And it is Tuesday. That means new CDs, DVDs, and TV shows on DVD are available for your entertainment dollar. Here's what you can pick up.
I'm going to buy them all.
Oh, I can't wait for that Willie Nelson album. Of course, I've heard it already.
Well, they were streaming it.
Right.
But it's out today. We can buy. He's 81 years old, by the way. Still writing songs, still recording songs, still touring.
Fourth degree black belt.
The guy's incredible.
Willie Nelson's Band of Brothers drops today, along with Linkin Park's The Hunting Party. X by Ed Sheeran.
Not to interrupt, Ralph, but a plug for Linkin Park fans. Of course, you know the new album's coming out today. They will be in the Red Bull Sound Space at noon today.
Yeah.
You can actually see them performing live at 12 noon at krock.com.
People know there's a big honking crowd outside of people. All
hi. Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff. Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
I believe the tickets were already given away, Dave, but thanks so much for your interest.
Yeah, but where can I get them? I mean, they're like, where is there?
The tickets were given away, Dave. We've already given them away. Everybody's got their tickets. X by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down there?
No, you can't just come down here. Tickets are already spoken for, and you can watch it online, though, at krock.com. X by Ed Sheeran.
Do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available?
Yes, that much I do know. There are plenty of rooms still available at the Marriott. X by Ed Sheeran.
Major fan of K-Rock. I'd love to introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They're not. Right, we'll get Linkin Park.
Get right on that.
He's very
They're
confused.
Not here. Linkin Park fans,
How
by the way.
How far is the festival from the Marriott Palm Desert?
It's
know?
Not a festival. It's just a show here at the Red Bull Sound Space.
I got to be honest, it's a long way.
It's a long way from Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Linkin Park fans.
And when did the stuff really get going?
Noon.
Afternoon?
Noon. Noon today is when it starts. Noon. The Linkin Park fans are outside the gate hiding their pot. For some reason, I don't know why they all seem to be keistering their marijuana. I don't know what they're afraid of, but might be a good idea.
I interrupted that punchline.
Took
25
me four swings. Four
Sorry.
Swings at that ball.
Gotta give Ralph credit though, man, for just hanging onto that bone, man.
Well, look, if you tip him off foul, you still get to stay in the batter's
that's
box.
True. That's right.
And I just kept swinging, and it was just
that
a solid double.
Was an 11 pitch at bat, man.
It's a solid double.
All right,
had a double. Yeah, could have been a homer.
Yeah.
But the pitcher kept brushing me back to a little chin music. AKA by Jennifer Lopez. Love
what are
you,
we even
poppy.
Talking about now?
Love
what
you. I love you, Poppy. I love you. Love you, Poppy. I love you. We should have that song. Can we get a little taste of that song? It is horrible, and yet it is infinitely infectious. You just can't stop.
I don't think I've heard I love you, Poppy.
You haven't heard I love you?
No.
I love you, Poppy. I love you, Poppy. love you, Poppy. You haven't heard that song? Yeah, love you. I love you, Poppy. You haven't heard that song?
I've not.
Sounds a lot like what I'm doing right now. I love you, Poppy. I love you, Poppy. We'll get a little bit of that. Maybe Omar can hunt some down, throw it in for us a little bit later in the show.
It's 10 till 10. What are you talking about?
In the Lonely Hour by Sam Smith, Ultraviolence by the lovely, talented, and could not be more charming and sweet Lana Del Rey.
I can't That's say what en- we have been told
I can't
to say,
say
yes.
enough good things about
That's
that Lana
right.
Del Rey. I am told that I enjoy her a lot.
But you can say enough bad things about Lana Del Rey. We have also learned that.
Apparently there is a limit to those things you can say.
Obviously.
There is no limit to the good things you can say about Lana Del Rey. Because management here has told me that not only am I a big fan of hers, both professionally and personally.
Right.
But I wish her all the best.
That's correct. You've been told both.
That's what I've been told. A Town Called Paradise by Tiesto. Oh.
Are we still talking about new music?
There's new CDs. Yes, I'm getting through it. God damn it. I started it. I'm ending it.
These are last week's CDs.
No,
you're still talking about.
These are all out today. Do we have a Love You Poppy? Do we have any of that?
Not yet.
Really? Really? I could have looked it up, transcribed it, played it myself on a different instrument, and recorded it in that time.
Will you please change that, Muggs?
Yes. Give me a second.
All right, never mind.
Nope. Now you got a hold.
Oh, here it is. First kiss on my kiss, that's you, and you're all out loving that J-Love
true. Hold up. I can get you some now. What part is it? When does it come in here, Ralph?
Real soon. Soon as you get to the chorus.
You hold, Dean. Please hold, Dean. Please hold. What am I doing? What are you asking?
I don't know.
Asking you to hold because Omar's going to play it. Okay, Omar's got it. Let's go.
I love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. Yeah, that's my puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. Down for a puppy. Yeah.
Wow.
She lay your poppy.
She does lay your poppy.
She lay your poppy. She lay your lay your poppy.
In her defense, she does.
She lay your poppy. She lay your poppy. Uh-huh. All right. That was worth it.
Yep.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Look it up yourself because I've had an assful. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning at All-New Kevin and Bean Show. Look, I'm a huge soccer fan. I'm going to the World Cup. I'm very excited about it.
You love the kickball.
But they really need to stop flopping.
No.
We're going to talk about that.
Those guys are sturdy, sturdy men who play that game.
If you come within a mile of some of them, they will roll and hold themselves in pain.
Crybabies.
And then they'll pop right back up and be perfectly fine and run on.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to stop.
Yep.
Also, tomorrow morning we have Seth Green on the program, and we're going to talk to Brad Williams about our upcoming death trip to Brazil. That's tomorrow morning.
I love you, puppy. I love you, puppy.